This is Hume Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's the show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Well, good evening, everybody. 7 o'clock on the old atomic clock on the wall. This is Studio C. Now, Katie, let's wave. We have to wave at that camera. That is our only camera working right now in the studio. For some reason, I don't know why. Electronics are a funny thing.
Because it's a Tuesday.
I don't know. 2 weeks ago, it froze up on during the middle of the show, and I didn't tell anybody. And I thought, well, it'll work out. I'll fix it. No, didn't want to do work today either. So, fuck it.
Hey, camera in the corner. Don't worry
about it. So we have an overhead shot, but I can do things like add the super so you can see where we are. Hi, my name's Clayton McKee. This is Q Talk America. It's the show. We do it every Tuesday night. I'm sitting here in Studio C, as you can see from the camera shot if you're watching. It's only Katie and I. Marnie and Aaron are on their way. Al is out of town, but will be joining us at the top of next hour. He will be phoning in from the great beyond. I understand he's in P-Town, and he's seen a few of the
penises.
No. Well, I don't know, it's Al. Probably not, because he really could give two shits. I'm going to guess that he may have seen some upper echelon gays in the air. I know he ran into Amistad Maupin today.
No,
maybe it's good. That was yesterday. But I know Al. Al, he manages to work his way in and out of a lot of
cool
society.
Situations.
Yeah, he does. So I'm sure when he calls in, he'll update us on what's going on with that.
Well, Gilbert Gamboa
and
Jess are also there. And they've been...
I didn't... That explains. I saw Al make a post about, I thought I saw you in the supermarket.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, okay, you're not even the same city. Okay, so they're there. I didn't realize. Okay. And is it Pride there? What is going on?
I was literally, Clayton, thinking the same thing today. Okay. And I'm like, what's happening in P-Town that it's there? Because it certainly isn't Women's Weekend.
Okay.
That's for damn sure.
Yeah, because that involved Dinah Shore and golf, wouldn't it?
Lots and lots of men. Right. And not quite so many men. So but it was funny because I saw Gilbert posting on these photos, and one of them was from a tea dance, and he said, "Oh, this is a tea dance at whatever boat slip, you know, which is very East Coasty."
Right.
But I just was laughing because I like tea dance to me, and I could be way off base, but I was going
doesn't
to like
involve tea.
No, doesn't tea dances. But this is when I was like really young, like in my early 20s, and we were partying and just like drinking a lot and. Partying, and it was like the Sunday dance. Yeah, everyone's kind of hungover, and you go like party anyway.
Right, it's like you do a Sunday fun day to recoup from Saturday night, and it just rolls into an afternoon dance.
Yeah.
That's how I think of it.
Well, I guess that makes sense because I guess I saw it a couple days ago, but it was just shirtless men like from here to Kingdom Come.
You didn't see Al?
No, I did not.
Okay.
No.
Well, you never know. No, back in the day, back in the day, could have been out there.
Yeah, but it was. I mean, it looked. Holy shit, it looked fun. Like, if I...
It probably is. I'm not the dance type anymore.
Yeah.
But the social aspect of it, just the big... I can go do that. That's fine. I'm good
it
with that.
It was just mobbed. I mean, every photo I'm seeing from anyone in P-Town, and by anyone, I mean just Gilbert now. Just, like, guys everywhere. It looks really, really fun.
I wonder
fun.
If we... You know, if there was only a way to look things up. Okay, let's see. P-Town Pride 2014 came up, and let's see when it is.
Right.
La 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 la. It looks like it was, no, it couldn't have been earlier in the year.
I wonder if it was, well, it has to be like June or July. I mean, it must be happening around now, but, and then I didn't know if it was some.
Why would they, because they wouldn't do it there in the winter. That would make no sense. And like, besides, Pride season is the
it's
these
summer.
Months.
So I wondered too, though, if it might be like a unspoken men's weekend, kind of like the women's weekend.
It could be.
Women just kind of know when to go.
I'm looking right now, and I don't see anything that specifies this week.
Well, we'll have to remember to ask Al.
It just says that the height of the buzz is summer, obviously, especially July and August in P-Town. But there is such a year-round presence of predominantly Mo's. there.
It got me thinking then, I wonder what the gayest city in North America is.
The gay city?
Yeah. Like, well, if you had to look up,
you would
like,
think it would be San Francisco, but I have a feeling that it's not.
I don't think it is. I mean, when we go there, you know, the Castro District.
Sure.
But San Francisco is so business oriented as well, and new, like, young money, yuppie families, and old money families and hippie dippies. I just is so diverse there.
Hippie dippy. That's the second time since you've been here today you've used hippie dippy.
It is.
I feel like, are you channeling George Carlin somewhere? Because he used to have a character, the hippie dippy weatherman. I don't know where you're getting it. 2014, the gay. Now, Google is our friend. And for those of you listening, I'm sure since you found our show and we are on the interwebs, you can probably find Google too. The 2014 gayest cities in America. Now, let's see what they, if they have an actual list. Okay, well, it starts out number 15. We're going to run through the 15. Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania would be number 15. Okay, stop. Just stop. Whatever advertisement. How do you make this thing
stop popping up?
I hate pop-ups. They drive me fucking crazy. And now that I have we have the fastest internet in the world here now. Yeah, unfortunately.
They're coming at you
faster and faster. Yeah. Oh, and now I have to suffer through this. Hang on. I have to watch the ad. Three, two, one. Christ on a cross. Get over it.
Yeah.
This is brutal. All right, so go back. So 15th is Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, followed by Long Beach, California.
Okay, well, that's beautiful, fun. That makes sense.
And they have a great pride.
And that's what I've always heard, that their pride's one of the best in the whole West Coast.
I've actually not been to it. Victoria London goes every year. Mm-hmm. They actually request her, and she comes and hosts a bunch of stuff for them.
And I also will say Long Beach Pride and Phoenix Pride are really great reciprocal cities. Mm. They do a lot of work together.
That's true. They bring their float every year to our...
Yeah.
And actually, they travel... That float, I guess they travel everywhere, too, because... I've seen it in the Palm Springs. Mm-hmm. I want to say I've seen it in, well, it's not off West Hollywood. That's not a far drive for them. But anyway, the Palm Springs people they're fantastic.
Yeah, we love our Long Beach.
Number 13, Orlando, Florida.
Okay.
Then they go number 12, Rochester, New York.
Oh, that seems weird.
11 on the list. I would think it would be higher. San Francisco. You think it'd be higher?
Right.
Arlington, Virginia, number 10. Number 9, Oakland, California.
Huh. Because no one can afford to live in San Francisco anymore.
So they move across the river. Right. Now, here's one I would not have thought of. Now, these are the gayest cities in America. The 2014 poll of the gayest cities. Number 8, Salt Lake City.
Wow.
You wouldn't think that. I would never think that.
No way.
Number 7, Madison, Wisconsin. Who'd have ever thought that?
So random.
Now, St. Louis, Missouri comes in at number 6.
Okay.
Which is kind of surprising to me. Again, coming from Missouri, my home state. Number 5, Atlanta, Georgia, which I was just talking to you about. I'm going to Atlanta the first week in August for work for 3 days. So, programming note, we will not have a show on August 5th, that Tuesday, because I won't be here and nobody else knows how to push these buttons.
Clayton will be in Hotlanta.
Hotlanta,
with apparently
the fifth gayest
city in the
continental United States. Number 4, Cambridge, Massachusetts. Never really been there.
Wow.
I've never been there and not thought much about it.
Yeah.
Number 3, Seattle. And they have a huge gay population. I do know of that. Number 2, Pasadena.
Wow.
California. And rounding out the number 1 gayest city in America
is
Washington, D.C.
Stop it. Washington, D.C. A lot of gay political staffers. That is true.
Yeah. I think a lot of people would be surprised to find that out. But in the inner workings of the government, you would be surprised how many there are that are they're just doing their job and they're not championing anything. They're just doing.
But Republicans and Democrats, I mean, just alike. all over.
For all the Republicans out there that think you don't have it in your own backyard,
they're running the country.
They're running your backyard.
Yeah.
And they're designing it and they're decorating it and they're making sure your wives all look good to go to all the fucking dinners you go to. Trust.
So true.
The world doesn't survive without Moes. Trust.
You know, I'm surprised that two cities on that list, Provincetown, wasn't there. And also Key West, a really gay, friendly.
Palm Springs, too.
Palm Springs.
But it is a lot more, it's just so much smaller, I'm guessing.
Yeah, maybe that's why.
Palm Springs is pretty quaint.
Right. Also, Provincetown and Key West.
Also,
bet you that information too comes from the census.
I'll tell you where it comes from.
As opposed to just like, these cities are awesome and gay and fun.
Now this is, it's from about.com is where that came up from. Let's see if there's anything. Oh, I'm sorry. Wrong. I was the wrong site. This is advocate.com.
Oh.
Advocate. Let me see if there is a census.
Because like you think of somewhere like, I don't know, I guess I just don't think of like Cambridge maybe having like a real hoppin' gay nightlife, but maybe it is.
Okay, here are some of the criteria for this. For example, LGBT elected officials, there's 1 point for city officials, 1/10 of a point for state officials. So there's a scoring that they do for this. Also, lesbian coupled households.
Yep.
There's 1 point or a fraction of a 0.4% of the population comprised of lesbian coupled households. You get 1 point for each gay rodeo association that is within each city.
Oh.
1 point for each bar listed in the Out Magazine's 200 best bars. So you get a point for that. Women's colleges, 1 point for each women's college. And then also for concerts, you get a lot of, you get points for each of the good concerts that go there.
Interesting.
It says the raw score is divided by the population to provide a ranking based on the per capita LGBT quotient is what they say.
Wow. Again,
so, I mean, you may have other cities that you think are gayer and deserve to be more in it. And
Phoenix, damn it.
We have a pretty big,
we have a great gay big, community.
Yeah. Gay community, pretty damn big pride. And in fact, I don't even know in, it seemed like years ago I heard that we were like the fifth or sixth largest pride in the U.S., but I don't know where we are anymore.
I would say by a number that turns out to our festival, yeah, I would
think
so.
Yeah, and this year was a huge outpouring.
I told you 2 weeks ago my parents accidentally ended up at London Pride. And my,
yes, you did.
They
I
loved
completely
it. First
forgot
of all,
that.
They loved it. And when they said they got out, they came out. It was in the Trafalgar Square.
Oh, they
Square
came
area.
Out. That's good.
Ta-da!
Congrats!
Have gay parents. So they, it was in the Trafalgar Square area. They came out of the subway and they couldn't even like walk across the street.
Because it was so packed.
Because it was so packed. And my dad said, he goes, it was nothing like I've ever seen before. When he went to the HRC dinner, he thought he was around a lot of gays.
Oh, but there, without he was
oh,
an overkill.
They were just like, my parents were just, I think they really loved it.
Oh, I'm sure.
But they said, they were like, Katie, you can't even imagine how many gay people there were. It was just amazing. They were everywhere.
They're gays and their allies. I mean, the whole street isn't full of just the
No, but
the, gays.
The parade, according to my parents, went on for miles. And it was like, you know, you've been to San Francisco parade where it's like 6-7 people deep,
right,
all the way down. And they said it was like that. And London Pride, my folks. So, stumbled across 2 weeks ago when they were there.
For those of you watching, you just saw that Aaron and Marnie have just made their way to the studio. Hi, girls.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
I feel quite.
Oh,
oh,
love. Very cute.
They are my
Angel.
Yeah.
I love the
totes.
Adorbs.
I feel like I'm going to be very outnumbered this week.
When you called and asked if I could be here,
it's two guys and two girls.
That's what I said. I go, that's a lot of estrogen. And Martin goes, not more than normal.
Well,
it's all the same.
Actually, you're a little lower than Al.
Yeah.
When it comes to that.
With estrogen or in height?
If you need to move that mic down, feel free to. Because apparently Al's a little taller than you, which is surprising to all of us to find out.
Maybe I should just move the chair up.
Oh, you can't. I don't think you can. I think it's done.
Just kidding.
Yeah, there's that. So undo, hold the base, turn
Hi,
the.
Hey, honey. I'm happy to see you.
I'm happy to see you too.
Down.
Although I feel like I really missed out. Although you were in for me the last time, but I do feel like I missed out on a really good time.
Last time I was here?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I was schnockered.
Yeah.
No.
With the first 70 minutes, I did a whole bottle of wine by myself.
Yeah.
Of the homemade Manischewitz.
That was after.
Oh, perfect. Uh-huh. Good.
Good time, though.
Yeah, good time. Yeah. I love it.
I haven't listened back to that show. Have you?
No.
I'm good. Yeah, whenever I drink too much, I intentionally don't listen back.
It's waiting on my iPod.
Well,
where
aren't
it is
they
every
all?
Week.
Yes.
But, no, it's, I think it's going to get ignored.
Before we continue on, I want to say hello to Meow Cal and Harrison and
Hi,
Richard
guys.
And Steven.
Guys.
All in the chat room. I don't think I've missed anybody. No, I think I pretty much got everybody about that.
Vancouver, they're saying, is in the top five. We were just talking about the most gay cities in America because we're talking, you know, Al's.
Oh, but that's according to Richard, that's a Canada list only.
Oh, okay, got it.
Well, then,
but
yeah,
I would imagine Vancouver's pretty gay and fabulous.
Before you two got here, we went through for lack of anything else to talk about, really. We went through the Advocate.com's. Top 15 gayest cities in the United States, 2014, and we just went through them, and oddly, Provincetown, where Al is right now,
is not on it.
It's not one of the
isn't
cities.
Isn't that Lesbian Central?
No.
Yeah,
that's what we thought. I thought Gay Man Central.
Well, it is Gay Man Central right now.
Yeah.
But
right.
In about a month, but then doesn't it turn into like Lesbian Fest crazy?
Oh, God, does that sound awful?
I don't know, but I did go to Women's Weekend once there.
That's what I'm talking about.
UPS trucks
fucking awesome.
Will be everywhere.
Crazy uniforms.
It was really, really, really fun.
I don't know.
Who wears the pants?
For those of you wondering, Al Perkins is, he will be with us in a little while. He's going to call in at the top of the second hour.
He doesn't trust me.
No, it's not that. He has apparently things to contribute still from the beyond. But he claims, we did a phone test earlier today. He claims that he's only going to be on for 10 to 15 minutes, he says. Okay. So we'll see how that works out.
Well, I don't really have many stories because I knew he was calling in.
Yeah,
so
but he's not calling in for the whole time.
Well,
but we'll see. We'll see.
I have stuff.
He might be chatty when we get a hold of him or when he calls in.
Because he'll have been drinking.
Probably so.
A little bit.
Because what is it? 10:15 there. Yeah. So he's going to join us at 11 o'clock their time.
Right.
Where he's, he's been running around stalking Armistead Maupin and drinking. So I'm sure it's pretty good for him. But anyway, for those of you joining us again, thank you. We did miss last week, and program note, we will be gone again on the 5th of August, that Tuesday. So mark that down on your calendars. What you need, Martin?
That.
What, that? Oh, the charger?
Yeah.
Lots of things charging up in this old studio here. We got things happening and going. I feel ill-prepared. I was telling Katie because I was, one of those things where I was an overachiever today and how many things I could actually accomplish in a day.
Overachiever?
I know. And I woefully missed it. Woefully missed it. So I got a couple good things accomplished, but here I am. We're gonna make it work. Oh, and by the by, I told Katie, we only have one camera. The overhead camera is all we got this week.
Hi.
So
that's our peeps.
That's it. That's all you got.
It's exciting.
It's all we got.
Good times. Hi,
so
Richard.
Katie,
yes, I have enough wine and other things.
How's I'm a guy? I mean llama.
Oh my God. Because last week,
that
I had
two weeks ago. Ridiculous.
Llama guy. Yeah, I forgot.
Marn's littlest dog, Patty Hearst, was in, had to have some teeth stuff, yes, or something. I don't remember. But she was coming out of anesthesia, so I missed part of the show. And I come back home and I get in the chat room. I'm like, why the fuck is everybody llama guy and llama girl?
Llama
like,
girl.
What is that? And then she later explained it. I'm a guy, I'm a girl.
I look up and be like, well, now, what is she? And I'm time, and so he put, I'm a guy.
Meow, cow, I'm a guy.
It looks like llama guy.
Llama guy.
It really did look like llama guy.
And then here's the llama girl.
It was a lot, and it was fantastic.
Llama City.
And I loved it.
Llama City.
Yes.
Llama City.
Yes.
Alpaca.
So let's go back to our
Carl.
I found a new. Where'd it go? A sound I'm going to add.
Carl.
I'm going to add to our sound list. I'm going to add this to our sounds. Oh, it's still playing that. I didn't realize it was playing that. Hang on. Stop. That's our on hold music. I forgot about that. I'm going to add this to our sounds of things.
Really favorite sound effect.
I am sure that there's absolutely no copyright infringement.
No.
That sounds like a perfect Florida sound.
Do we think Drew Carey's listening?
Yeah. Oh, it's not Drew that I'm worried about. It's Bob Barker.
Bob Barker,
is he still alive?
Yes, 90.
And Feisty, is he
on the death then?
Maybe he should be.
Oh, that's a good one. We should probably put him in there somewhere. We'll have to get to that.
How did I miss the time that Buddy Early got put on the death then?
I did too.
He's neck and neck with Pat Robertson. Buddy Early sent me a text the other day. Or no, it was a post on Facebook. Funny. He missed me at an event that happened over this past weekend. He's like, well, I missed running into you at this XYZ. Total tongue in cheek because he knew goddamn good and well I wasn't going to be there. So I responded, sorry. His response was, oh, I see.
Yes. Oops, sorry.
Katie June, you said you had a bunch of stuff that you could catch up. What'd you been doing?
Indeed.
What happened?
I do. So a few different things. One of them on the way over here, I saw, because so Kelly and I are looking at getting a new car for me by the end of the year.
Really?
And
why? What's wrong? You have a Honda. It'll never die.
But it literally sounds like a jet plane. It is so fucking loud. And I wouldn't care, aside from the fact that I just like do a lot of freeway driving.
Sounds like a jet plane from the exterior or inside?
Inside. While I'm driving.
Yeah, that's how mine is too.
I wonder
is it a Honda?
No. Mine is
a window lesbian. Issue. I have a Subaru, but it's just the idea.
Oh, I want a Subaru.
Oh, it's lovely.
Yeah. I really want one.
Did you take the Sub on your vacation?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. We'll get back because I know you have a lot to tell us about that, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So,
stalked your photos.
So you drive
the Honda Jet, and I really want a Bronco. I was just thinking that all the way over here. What do you guys think? Like an old school Bronco?
Oh.
Like a bitches?
First of all,
like a big old, Ford?
No, I'm going to say no. Right out of the gate, I'm going to say no to you. For two reasons.
Found on Road Dead. Yeah, I had one in college.
And
that actually happened.
That's not it to me. That's not it at all for me. Here's what the thing is. You're going to freak out about economy. Number one, I could give two shits. I'd still drive my 78 Lincoln Town Car if I could find it.
Yeah.
Because that, and that motherfucker used a lot of gas. A lot.
That's actually true.
All my Cadillacs and Lincolns all use a lot of gas. But I didn't care, but they rode like a dream.
Yeah.
But you're going to freak out about fuel economy, number one. Number two, it doesn't have all the safety shit in it that you're going to want because you've already got one kid and you're
on the road dead. Found on road dead. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
And I'm going to put Palmer in the back seat.
Right. Yeah. So you're not going to.
So sexy, though, you know?
You're not going to want one for. That's the second thing. Number three is if there is any kind of a repair, I'd say no to you. You're not that girl. You're not that girl. It's like Al shouldn't have a lawn because Al's not that person.
Girl. He's not that girl.
He almost shouldn't have a house, but because he's not a house fixy person.
You, right.
I mean, like Marnie knows very well. You know, obviously.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Well, she knows because of me too.
Right. Yeah. If you own a house or, you know, depending on your rental situation, even you are responsible for these things. I don't think that vehicles are good for you because I know they don't make new ones. Now you could get a newer Escape. Or another
Escape.
Yeah, that's the French. You could get a newer SUV. There's no problem with that.
Yeah.
But I don't think an older Bronco.
I saw one on the way over here. Yeah. It was really sexy, and I wanted to bring that up.
You could get one that's dead on the side of the road, tow it back to your house, and then that could be your play car. You could sit in it, pretend to drive. Actually,
but it did happen to me. Like it died on the side of the road one night while I was out to the bar. And
what
my Bronco. I used to have a Bronco, too.
Oh, yeah, that was a horrible excuse for a Bronco.
Oh, but I loved it so,
the downsizing.
So much.
I feel like all the rednecks at my high school drove Broncos.
Oh, the full size?
Yeah, I think that's totally appropriate.
Yeah.
Stimulating like talk
with,
radio.
The ones with Confederate flags on the back of them.
Oh, fuck that.
Well, my died.
Harrison, the first thing Harrison says is Broncos get terrible gas mileage. Well, no shit.
Yeah. Mine,
they really do.
Died on the side of the road, and I was on my way out to the bar on a Saturday night, and some guy, this is like pre-cell phone. Like, I didn't have a cell phone at this point.
My God, were there candles? How did it you light your way around?
I know, right? So some guy pulls over, like, and he comes up to the car holding out a picture of in his wallet, because people still had, like, pictures in their wallets.
Of
his two young daughters, and he walks up to me with these two pictures of his daughters, and he's like, I'm not a mass murderer, these are my children, I'm pulling over to be like helpful to you, you know. And he was very nice.
Sure.
And he said, I just, you know, and he goes, can I help you, can I give you a ride somewhere? And I was like, yeah, I'm actually headed to the bar down the road.
Yeah, that's not a lie. He picked up me at the bar.
Oh my God.
I left a note on my car that
conveniently said, it wasn't his weekend to have the kids.
It said, please do not tow. I'll come back with my dad tomorrow. And I did. And we towed it home. Wow. But yeah, it actually died on the side of the road.
So how did you get home from the bar?
Old friends.
Yeah. New friends, old friends.
I was going to meet my friends out. So I just, you know, I was like 21. So I didn't care about the car as much as I cared about
drinking,
going to meet my friends.
Sure, sure. Was
I still
he cute?
Feel that way.
Yeah. Was he cute?
I don't remember.
That's sad.
I don't. Wah, he was wah, not wah, my. Wah. I just.
Oh, I should. Yes.
Yeah.
Bum, 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 bum.
So my other news is that I just got an email today about Palmer starting preschool. Preschool orientation.
Oh my God.
Oh.
Because she's not going to be home with you.
That's true.
You're going to think of the free time.
All the time to drink.
But, I mean, she goes to school from 8 a.m. to noon. So, maybe.
Yeah. Where is she going to go?
Madison. Traditional.
Good. Yeah. Love it.
So, I'm excited.
Nice. I'm going to try to get a job in Madison next year.
So where is the school? Maybe I shouldn't ask that. How close is the school to home?
Yeah. Oh, it's very close. Okay. It is. It's very close. But and they have uniforms.
Because I realized I was going to ask specifically where this school was.
Let me tell you where my daughter's going to be spending every year without me.
Yes. Yeah. So, let me give all kinds of info.
Close.
Yeah.
My home address.
What do you think about school uniforms?
You know,
for staff or just kids?
Well, kids, for the students.
But then would you expect the teachers to abide by them too?
I don't know. I haven't thought of it.
Here's the bottom line. As a teacher, I wouldn't mind uniforms unless they made me tuck my shirt in, and then fuck that shit.
Yeah.
So if I could wear, and you know, that.
Norma Ray, get up on that union stand.
Richard just asked, don't you drink already from 8 to noon? But
I mean, generally.
Rude.
Yes, generally.
Sometimes.
But
I don't know. I think uniforms, depending on where you are, they could be very helpful in leveling the playing field.
That's what my thought was.
You can still put on like sparkle shoes.
Right. Like, and cute hair and fun stuff.
And can I add a little bit to your uniform thing?
Yeah.
easiest thing in the world every day. Get up that and you just know true. What you're going
to put. Especially for a girl. Like to just like.
It's because, the same goddamn thing.
But it really did make a difference. Like I vividly remember being in sixth grade and not having Guess jeans and being like really horrified that I was going to school without Guess. And it made like it get it like without even intentionally doing so, it puts you in a place.
It does. Totally.
In your school. Totally. So, I don't know. I think it'll be interesting.
It also helps because girls dress like hooches now.
Right. So these are all, they have to, from now through eighth grade year, it is collared shirts with sleeves and skirts that are past your fingertips.
Or shorts that are past your fingertips.
Or shorts that are past
pants. Oh, I think they should all do a pantsuit.
That's right. Or pants.
Or sweaters.
Like giant ones. Or what?
Skorts. Or no, like overall, like skirts.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
And have like hay in a banjo.
But also plaid skirts.
Banjo optional.
That is cute.
If there's funding for a music program, yes, we'll have a banjo.
Okay. Now, so whose finger it has to be this way? Her like, own. What if they're very, very small and they smell like
except then...
Principal Fat Fingers has
except
to do
then
it.
Then they get... Principal Fat Fingers is going to get fired for touching the students.
Just do it from... You have to have a piece of saran wrap between, I don't know, something.
Is that like a condom-ish kind of...
But then you get this in middle school. I have really long arms. I have really long fingers. Then buy longer shorts.
Yeah.
No one wants to see your
suck
ass.
It. Yeah. Yeah. Buy shorts that are... Ugh.
I have so many times used that excuse.
Uh-huh.
I said never.
Yeah, I know. I know. Well, me too, because I tend to show off my ass so frequently. Yeah.
So... Yeah. I have to ask you guys, so I have another something kind of serious that I need to just ask your opinion about. Okay? And this is entirely hypothetical. Let's say...
Let me pour a cocktail.
That you are a person who has a job.
You are
a
person that has a job. You're, this is a revelation.
I was going to ding for that one too.
Wait a minute. I have to... Hold on.
Stand by.
Go ahead.
Okay. Just wanted to get up to speed.
I did. I'm processing. Person,
and this is like for everyone in the chat room. Like, I'm really looking for, I mean, my friend is really looking for advice here.
Hypothetically, as a friend.
I know a gay guy in his mid-40s, but it's not me.
Yeah. It's totally just about me. Not me.
Okay. So a friend of mine had this job, job A.
I'm going to write this down.
That was fine. Going really well. Like, no complaints. Great schedule. Things are fine.
Sure.
Plus.
Job B comes along and says, hey, I have this really exciting new opportunity for you. What do you think? And my friend took job B and ended up, like, kind of staying with both jobs. Kind of doing both.
I think they were both that took job B when I bought this shirt, the day I bought this shirt.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe.
I don't think you guys know each other.
I've never met her. I'm just thinking it's that same
bit. So you take job B. Like, it's something, like, exciting and new. Although you had no complaints over here at job A, but it was, like, something kind of new and exciting.
Sure.
So you start job B. You may or may not have some, like, job change regret, which, according to the internet and my friend, is a thing.
But you haven't left job A.
No, she's both not jobs, going anywhere.
Both jobs are happening.
Friend.
This is my friend. Yeah, both jobs are still happening.
No, but I'm saying
on a very
you as the hypothetical person in this group may or may not really know.
On like a both are like very part timey basis, hourly. That's so it's okay. Yeah.
Does A know about B and B know about
both.
A? Oh my God!
Right. Yeah, they both know about each other, and both are fine. There's no cheating. There's nothing under the rug. Everything's in the open.
Oh, there's rugs involved.
So you kind of start job B. She kind of started job B, and she's like really excited, but it just didn't feel super right.
Okay.
Right? Which is a normal thing. Yeah. Like, you gotta give it some time and get entrenched.
Time to adjust.
Job A comes back and says, please don't leave. Uh-huh. We'll give you a humongous raise and pay all of your benefits for you and your hypothetical child. And we'll guarantee you like you X, Y, and Z.
And you weren't
there are hypothetical children involved in this.
If they are buying a Bronco...
Two,
then I say yes. But if they're not, fuck that.
So here's the thing. You have, like, you're emotionally tied to both.
Yep, sure.
You made a commitment to job B, and now you have egg on your face. Like, you're going to look like a fucking dick.
It's like you're a cook somewhere then.
Yep.
Unless for job B, someone else could do it part-time, but not during standard working hours because, you know, things happen outside working hours. And then I can do that job because job A wants you to put in more time than part-time.
I'm going to need a flow chart.
Job A had a someone left, another staff member at job A left. And so they really left. Because he got a really great law school scholarship.
Yeah.
So he had to go, and everyone gets it and understood. Yeah. But like, they need they need this, my friend, to step up right. a little bit more. Right. And they're willing to pay my friend
copious amounts.
Handsomely.
Ooh.
To remain and still not be full time, but like be more than 20 hours and just be really
Which
committed.
Hypothetically, the person may have a child starting preschool. So hypothetically, there's 4 more hours in a day that yeah. hypothetically
How
the person
can. Oh, it's going to be really. Hypothetical can
yeah,
this
it's going to be really great. The drinking word already. Everybody's drinking. Hypothetically.
The B job goes to this one. And then you. Free friend takes that A job because B job can be filled.
Yeah.
Your friend did a lovely job for that period of time.
Yeah.
But
people are going to be mad at her.
People are going to be mad. People are going to get over it. And the person
people
who takes
get over it.
This
like
might
it.
Be hard for the hypothetical person because it was something I ate crow on a
I
long
think
time
you're
ago.
Gonna say it. Me is too. That
somebody else that can
painful.
Give it, it is painful, but can either give more or
oh, yeah.
do
oh,
it
definitely
different,
give
differently,
more.
But can and do a different job. But you know, hey,
can I ask a question? Can I adjust?
You may. Yes.
I have to refer to my notes. Excuse yes. me. Job B, was this a retail job?
Job B. No.
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 Got it. Shocker. I thought it was because you made a comment in regards to how it could have been filled, like where somebody else could have filled it. I thought, well, if it's retail, fuck that. There are 1,700 people.
Oh, very similar industry. Heart is in both places. But really, Job B is a really, really, really amazing place. But I just, but
a hooker.
But
We're
job
not talking about
A,
a hooker,
is
are we?
Just
wow.
really wants to keep her. And so they're like, we'll basically, we'll give you what you want. And we'll give you what you want to say.
When you talk benefits and you talk pay going
raise.
Up in that
significant,
to turn it down because someone might be upset with you for a short period of time and they're going to get over it, it's okay. Yeah.
And it's not like this person doesn't like job A.
Right.
And that's the bottom.
There's a lot of pluses to job A. I counted them. Right
there. Lots of pluses.
I'll have to tell her.
What's most important? Being happy in your work. Yes. Yeah. And it sounds like both provide happiness. Uh-huh. So then
I think
second?
Job A is
paying your fucking bills. Happy.
Okay.
Well, then there's no question.
That,
then
you, that's
then
a huge
no
thing.
Question.
If anybody that's going to be mad about this is going to step up and pay this hypothetical person's bills, well, then they can.
When
they
job
have a dog
B
in it,
started
that, no.
and she went back to when job B started and it was like really exciting and like
sure,
some
new,
hours
shiny,
were being
sparkly,
spent there,
right?
And then after about a month or so, she went back to job A to put some hours in, and like her heart was just like, oh my god, this is just where I want to be.
Sure. No question.
Done.
Follow your heart
and like the. Pot at
if
the end
you
of the
get
rainbow.
Caught
yeah, no shit.
It's just hard, right?
I don't even know what to do with them right now.
It is. It's hard. It's because you're letting somebody down. Like, she may or may not have been losing sleep at night. It's just like may
now,
or may
minute,
not be causing her
a
stomach ulcer.
Has she not just been diagnosed with something though, and maybe that's
yeah. So
what
she
that
sleeps
is?
During the day.
Okay.
Instead,
I wanted to make sure. She needs to take care of herself.
I'm going to say that for this person, that she probably needs to do this.
Looks like it's back to the perfume.
Well played.
Back to the perfume.
Well, I will say that my friend appreciates all the input. Thank
you. Is this friend a hypothetical listener to our hypothetical show?
She may or may not.
I think sometimes she
almost
commits. Sometimes she does not.
Good God.
Yeah.
Oh.
Anyway, that's what's happening in my neck of the woods.
Yay!
Thank you, Katie Roker. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Now, you two, this is going to be a collaborative effort because you two, I heard that Ron Lindblad found or ran into you in a restaurant in Flagstaff.
Oh my God.
It was
so funny.
Ran into you there because I saw him last night.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
It was.
And then you went from, you didn't plan on being at Pride in Flagstaff. You just happened to be there at the same time. And then you came back down the mountain and you
perfect
took off.
Trip.
And you really went to the West Coast, or some people call it the left,
the
left coast.
The left coast.
And you posted a lot of pictures.
We
of,
sure did. This one did.
Yeah. Happiness.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Lots
it
of stuff.
It was very fun.
Good times.
Yeah.
It was very fun.
I have to say, this one, I don't know if anybody's noticed, she has some OCD issues. I don't know if anybody's ever noticed that.
How do you think we're related?
I know it. I know it.
That's a good point.
And she's, when we started dating, she wouldn't go into a pool without water shoes, her own fucking pool without water shoes.
I forgot about that.
We went in Oak Creek.
Uh-huh.
She went all the, like, waist high in Oak Creek where there were fish in the water.
Yes, there are.
Scared the shit out of me.
And she went in the ocean. Right. And she went in the ocean without water shoes up past her waist.
You walked around with no shoes on?
What? I know. I'm so proud of her. And it was so fun.
It was dark and there were blind people everywhere.
It was so fun.
It was like a Helen Keller reunion.
So you were safe.
I'm like, hey guys, I'm over here. Hey guys.
Good. I didn't know we were going to get to Helen Keller
and then
jokes.
I realized that they couldn't hear me.
God, but you guys really like. So I didn't realize the Pride trip was unexpected.
Well, it wasn't unexpected. It just wasn't for Pride.
They didn't go for Pride.
We didn't plan to go for Pride. Yeah. Right. Right. So we went up to Laura's restaurant, the Hideaway House, which was
so
just
fun.
Phenomenal.
I saw the picture of y'all on Facebook.
It was phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And then we came back, and it was within a week. Like
we had the 4th of July. We came back on Sunday, and we left the following Sunday.
Mm-hmm. We left on the 6th, and it was just really, it was pretty fantastic. We went to a place called The Cave, where we had wine out of, like,
did
a vending
that?
Machine.
It was like,
oh my God,
wine
yes.
out of,
yes. I saw, you guys had lots of wine.
Oh, I had lots of wine.
So, here's the way this cave thing works.
I'm not trying to point a finger.
Hypothetically,
she had some wine.
You pre-purchased this card, and so they were like, if you put $50 on this card, they waive the $5 activation fee. Well, done. $50.
Obviously, I'm going to drink that much.
That's a savings.
And you can, so then you have this card, and you go and you put the little card in the slot, and then you pick from a wide variety of wines, and you either push 1 ounce, 3 ounces, or 5 ounces, and 5 ounces would be standard-ish, depending on who you are, glass of wine. But the ounces went from like 50 cents to $4 an ounce.
Wow.
Or a couple of them were 12.
Yes.
There were some that were
$7,
12,
1 ounce.
Yeah.
And so, and
wow. that's so that's like, you just want a little taster.
Right.
You want to like have a taste of the good life.
And I tried
like
the good life and it sucked.
Really?
Yeah, I like the cheap shit. And then we get to like 10 minutes to closing time and we still have $15 on this card. And keep in mind, these wines are like less than a dollar an ounce. So I had to drink a lot.
Because you can't leave it on there.
Well, no, because you can't get your money back. And when's the next time we're going to be at
next
the cave?
Next year.
That's
that is the coolest thing so cool. ever.
It really was. You know, you walked up.
Wait, and where was it?
Ventura. Yeah, like there was this, like the whole center area. Well, there was probably 15 bottles of wine.
Of red.
In the circle. And then you go over here and it was the Chardonnays and the Sauvignon Blancs.
And then,
And then the street over here.
That is so cool.
You walk up, you're like,
I gotta Google
that
it.
One.
And the best food that we had the whole time we were gone.
Yeah, it was really good. So anyway, very fun. We were in Ventura. We went up to Santa Barbara. When we pulled in to California, she wasn't aware of it, but I wanted to take her to Santa Monica to go on the Ferris wheel.
Oh, yeah, the pier.
Yeah.
It's fun. I've been there.
And we're Ferris wheel people.
Yep, we are. And so the freeways. A little bit crazy there.
Driving in LA is a whole new beast.
It really is. And because I didn't know, I was like, can you give me directions, please? So then she had to find, we're going to Santa Monica. And then when we got down, it was beautiful.
It's
gorgeous.
Yeah, it is gorgeous. Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we did all of that. And in Palm Springs on the way back.
I saw that was kind of unexpected for you, wasn't it?
Very, because
you guys had such a good trip.
We left.
We did.
The last full day we were supposed to be there. We went to the ocean, and I have said this a lot of times. The only way to describe it is violent. The water was violent. Yeah. It was horrible currents. They had warning signs everywhere, and it was not beach day. And I was so disappointed. So then the next day, we drove down to Malibu, like the Barbies.
Yeah.
And
ghetto Barbie and white trash Barbie over here. They were fine.
You figure out which is which.
Pork chop Barbie decided to go to the ocean with no shoes. Look, Ma, no shoes.
Pork chop.
I'm so proud of you.
Pork chop. Okay.
Then we spent way too long because it was so perfect. And then I said, I don't want to drive until 2 in the morning. I don't want to sleep while you drive until 2 in the morning.
Yes, no.
So let's stop in Palm Springs. And it was fantastic. And we had a great time. Although, you know, Marin likes to be friendly. I don't know if anybody's noticed that.
No, I've never noticed
that. But Marin likes to be friendly. And the first full day we were there, we were having lunch at this little grilled cheese shop.
Oh, God, yeah.
And she started being friendly.
Inventure.
Yeah. She
sounds delicious. What's it called? Because we Google grilled cheese shops.
It's called...
Andreas something. I can give you exactly. Yeah. It's delicious.
Yum. And it was really good. And then there's this older couple that's walking by, and we talk to the dog for a second because I talk to the dogs.
James Aloysius.
Is the dog's name. James Aloysius. Yeah. Jimmy, for sure.
Jimmy, they call him.
Sure.
We ended up sitting with this totally couple normal. For 2 hours. How old is Bill?
Bill was 95.
Yeah. He looked like he was 75.
Maybe.
He made me touch his abs.
Twice.
Aaron. Wow. Aaron, feel this. Feel this. Okay.
Kind of creepy. Still.
Anyway.
But okay.
2 hours. And then Marnie gave them her phone number because they wanted her phone number. And they called him when to have lunch again.
Yeah, but it was the thing very is, like, sweet. He's in sales. He was very persistent. Yeah. And it was like, oh, for
95
Christ, like,
goddamn years old.
Yeah, you're 95.
What does he sell? Yeah, what does he sell at 95?
Well, now.
Oh, my pecan pie.
It's not pecan. Pecans, which you put under your bed. That's right. He said.
A pecan pie. Anyway, they make pecan pies.
Okay.
Oh, and my pecan pies.
Really quite good. I thought of you because they gave us one, Clayton, that had...
I enjoy pecan pie.
Oh, pecan. Delicious. And had coconut on the pecan. Top of it.
It sounds like something I wish we had right now.
Quite delicious.
Oh, it's cherries.
And this is in Palm Springs.
Not the same thing, no.
This actually was when we were in Ventura.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
And so they, but they were delightful. And yes. So.
I just bought some today. Oh,
cherries are great off. Right now.
Okay. No, you don't want them?
No, I'm fine. I wasn't expecting fruit. No. Yeah. Just show up.
Someone's gained a little. Anyway, someone gained a little weight on the trip.
Oh, okay.
Well, it was
someone gained a little weight, not on a trip. Okay.
Guilty party of one, right there.
Someone just stayed fat. So anyway, the only other thing that that I could think of was something that happened just the other day, Monday, and we were talking about
yesterday.
Yesterday. Jesus,
seems like forever.
Sunday, maybe. Anyway. So we're taking this test that I'm bringing in here for all of us.
Okay.
But that's something totally separate.
All right.
And it, this thing came up about Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Okay. Mm-hmm. FDR for those of you paying attention.
You just said it wrong, by the way. You just said it wrong because how I said it.
Delano. Franklin Delano Roosevelt. I have it written down that way, but I'm looking at this because I said... She said something like, who was the president during the Great Depression? And I said, Franklin Roosevelt.
I knew that. I was for confirming. I said,
and Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Aaron says, isn't it Delanor Roosevelt? I'm like, no.
His wife?
That was Eleanor.
Eleanor was his wife, yes.
Eleanor Delano Roosevelt.
Delano.
And she was a looker, too.
It was one of my favorite.
wasn't she, though?
It was a hottie.
Oh, my God. It was one of my favorite things. She's all like, isn't it? No. No, it's not.
Well, then I also hit myself in the face with her computer that night.
It was a lot. And her head on the bed. Just too much.
It's been.
You hit yourself in the face.
Yeah, look, I still have a fat lip, kind of.
Oh, a little thing.
Watch the computers, folks. Watch the computers. Anyway, so the end.
It was okay, fun. That's it. All right, got it.
Clayton,
it
was very fun. How is your week?
It's been busy. Just dealing with humidity and the storms, you know. And then it's always fun when. Because you all know I have the company car, right?
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
When it's one of those cars that everything on it, it's all electrical. Everything's electrical. Well, if there's any electrical screw up, like if a battery fails or alternator goes out, the car acts weird. Yeah. Like all of a sudden, windows don't roll up and lights just stay on and things. So it's all screwed up. So now I'm waiting for the part to come in so that can be repaired. So that was part of my week, which was exciting. This past weekend was Hell Freezes over at Charlie's, where they put in 16 tons of shaved ice and make a snow slide.
Now, last year you posted some videos of the snow slide. I didn't see videos this year.
There were a couple. I just didn't have time to do it. There were some posted of. A lot of people were taking videos and pictures, so I'm sure in the next few days it'll pop up on Facebook.
See them, yeah.
But
it's
we did
such a cool thing.
4 hours from 10 to 2 a.m., 4 hours of just nonstop people climbing a little step stool to get to the top of the slide to ride a shitty inner tube down.
Yeah, but it looks so fun.
It is, because people went over and over and over. The only thing that I missed from last year is when they built the slide last year, somehow it worked out that there was sort of an area that... one of the Bacardi rum people gave us like 100 little inflatable beach balls.
Okay.
So we had all of those on the slide. And the fun part was that you came down the slide and tore apart what happened? When you came down the slide, you tore apart all of the beach balls, which was kind of fun.
Right.
Well, this year we didn't have that. So Anyway, it still worked out. It was a good time.
Fun.
But no, there was that. And then mom, okay, went up on Friday to help mom trim up a tree.
Sure.
And it was the first time that I'd seen my mom be like, okay, we're done with the heat. I'm going inside. We're done. I'm over this. So, but we got the tree trimmed and she's going to figure out, what are you doing? You're very busy.
I'm very busy. I'm just moving ice.
Okay. You're moving ice. Does it need to be moved? I didn't realize we were moving ice. Funny. Anywho, but of course, it's always a good week and busy.
So, but you went up with your mom.
Went up, mom.
To trim.
Trimmed the tree on Friday. Got that all taken care of. Good times.
Okay.
Yeah. I always say that. I always think there's nothing that goes on, but I do a lot of different stuff, but I don't think anybody really cares about it.
Well, now.
That's my thing. Why? Do you have something I forgot about?
No. You said today you were kind of crazy.
Yeah, because I was thinking I could overachieve and do so many more things. Yeah, but I got the one big thing done that I wanted to get done.
Okay.
Yeah, I rebuilt the house network today.
Oh,
moved everything, built the network up on the wall, rewired a bunch of shit. So that was the big thing for the day that I was trying to get done because it's leading up to the transformation of my office, which I'd made a decision today on who I want to help build it.
Okay.
Because a friend of mine, I don't know if you know, his name's Ruben Gonzalez here in town.
Yeah.
Does a lot of metal work.
Sure.
Does a lot of welding and art and bikes. In fact, he just did I don't know what it's called. It's called Life Ride, the one that goes from Cisco to L.A.
Okay.
It's an AIDS fundraiser.
Oh, yeah.
Is it called Life
Ride? Life Cycle.
Nikki does that.
What's it called?
AIDS Is life, it a life cycle?
He just
ride for life, maybe
something like that. He just completed, but he's been a biker, and I mean, like a cyclist, a bicyclist for a long, long time. And he builds a lot of custom bikes and does it, but he does a lot of metal work. So I've decided that I'm going to have him build some metal brackets for my vision that I want to do for my new desk in the office, which is fun. The other thing that he does, he's all into retro Volkswagens. He's the one that has, like, he has a 1954. Beetle with like every accessory that was ever available in the day for it.
Cool. Okay.
And he continually redoes old VWs, which is very cool. He's a super, super nice guy and very artistic and creative. So, I mean, that was just the decision I came to today as I was working in my office here in the house, and I decided what I was going to do and how it was going to come together.
Nice.
Cool. So that's that.
That's nice. Good. When did that start?
When did which part?
When does that start?
I don't know. I have to talk to Ruben.
Okay.
Ruben, I have to reach out to him, and I probably have to bring him over here and show him what I want because my envision is almost like a floating desk. Like, there's no legs to the floor.
Oh, that's cool.
It's all just, so I've got to figure out a couple things and decide, hey, I'm sure, it's going to cost something to have him weld steel together.
Probably.
Yeah, so I got to figure out that, but no, that's my, because I want
to be cool.
I want to get rid of my big desk that I have out there and do some streamlining.
Nice.
For all that stuff.
Are you going to get rid of that?
Yeah, I do. I want to get rid of it, but I'm pretty sure I can sell it and make some...
Mm-hmm. I think so.
I think I can actually sell that and pay for what I'm going to have done.
Oh, good.
For the big desk that's out there.
I'm
hopeful. We'll see.
We're all hopeful. Cool.
So many things.
I like it.
I have a few headlines. I'm not as prepared as I should be.
Right?
This is totally going to be off the cuff.
I like it.
We'll figure it out as we go along. By the way, Al Perkins is going to be calling in the top of the hour to give us not only our drinking word, but he's also going to do a little bit of entertainment
hypothetically
tell us what's going on over in P-Town. We'll be back with headlines and other fun stuff right after this.
You're listening to Hugh Talk America.
If you think it sucked so far, just wait till after this 30-second dance break.
Is the Hugh Talk America Radio Network.
Here we go with some headlines, and we're very ill prepared for this. I'm going to tell you right now, it's Hugh Talk America on a Tuesday night. Why is this woman eating dog food for 30 days?
Can you be arrested if you have a drug addicted baby? Not funny, it's a good comment.
Republican abstinence-only crusader's 17-year-old daughter is preggo.
Only when I have gay sex.
And 31 struggles kids today will never understand.
DC is not only in the U.S., you asshat, it's the capital.
I have no idea where we're going.
Those are the stories I have pulled up. That's funny.
What? I couldn't.
Funny.
Completely unprepared, and yeah, that's what
one,
we got.
That first one I have written out, but I'm like, no, that's not what I want to say. And then I didn't know what I wanted to say. So we're
I'm curious to get Katie's take on that first story
I
from
am
you.
Too, big
anyway,
time.
Go
and,
ahead. Start,
and Al's, start. If he's
well,
paying
I,
attention.
I thought of you, Aaron, when I saw this headline about a week or so ago. A Washington State pet supply store owner. Diet. Well, it's literally going to the dogs. Dorothy Hunter.
God, yes, you think of me when you crazy people eat dog food.
No, because it's a dog story.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I love dogs.
God, I know.
More than people.
Oh, in fact, off air, I got a dog story for you that it's a hypothetical.
If it's sad, then I can't hear it.
Yeah, yeah. A Washington State pet owner named Dorothy Hunter, who owns Paw's Natural Pet Emporium in Richland, Washington, has vowed to eat nothing but pet food for 30 straight days in order to raise awareness about the diets of pets and humans. She says, quote, there's been a lot about bad foods for humans. While holistic natural foods, good ingredients, USA products at Paw's Natural Emporium, I believe in our products and how they are good. I actually believe our pets are eating better than us. And with that said, for the next month until July 19th, which is coming up obviously next week, she's going to eat nothing but dog food for that entire month.
Huh.
She's actually had been restocking store shelves when she got hungry and had the idea. And she said, well, I didn't have any snacks on me, so I grabbed a bag of treats off the counter. And I was like, wow, I read the ingredients and realized that the ingredients in the dog treats were better than most human foods. So she's like, fine. I'll eat dog food for
some
30 days.
Extra glucosamine never hurt anybody.
But that's right.
Yeah. Now, actually, canned cat food and wet dog food have been added to her diet.
I'm sorry, I just got the shivers.
And even some of her employees have
that
joined
shit smells.
In her sampling of pet cuisine. Hunter's doing this with enthusiasm, she says. And in that same YouTube video that she posted, she said that she'd have very good freeze-dried cheddar dog treats as well as green bean chips, also intended for dogs. She said, it's a really good diet because I'm going to be eating some green beans today, she said. Now, in a statement, the FDA says...
this bitch is crazy. Yeah.
Pet food is not intended for humans since people and pets have different dietary needs, but noted that both are required to be compliant with food additive regulations, and both foods for humans and pets need to be free of pathogens.
Well, she would like to come to my house because I... frequently make food for my dogs. Like,
yeah.
My Rocky's had a sick tummy lately, and so there was about a week and a half where I'd crock pot some chicken thighs and some sweet potatoes and spinach and carrots, and that's what he ate because he had sick belly.
You can
if I show up there and she puts that on a plate for me, though, we're
gonna
have a problem.
We had a problem. Yeah.
Tonight they had frozen green beans in their dinner because they're cold like ice, but they're sweet and they're really good for dogs.
Are they?
Yeah,
green beans.
Yeah. Green beans.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and
I
frozen,
love green
they
beans.
Love them. Mm-hmm.
Kelly's mom makes bones for Toby now, but she made bones for for dogs for years.
Uh huh. Yeah, and I'll give him. Tuna and oil, because the oil helps their coat. So I'll mix tuna in with oil. Uh-huh. And
should do some homework on some natural dog food.
Marnie, what's the issue? If the crock pot is there and she's making this goulash or whatever the hell she's calling
chicken, veggies, spinach, salt.
Totally,
sounds good.
Totally human food. Totally.
No salt.
Totes.
So if just because she's made it for the dog,
yeah.
That means that you can't have a bowl out of it too?
I am not eating that.
Oh, because you just don't like that?
No, if I made a stew for us that had the same ingredients, but I'd have to make it specifically for us as opposed to for the dogs.
And it would be a stew, not just
dog
here's
food.
Cooked shit that I'm going to like throw in a
it
bowl.
It didn't look pretty. I'm not going to lie. It did not
seen
look
it.
Pretty.
Yeah. A lot of this stuff. So yeah.
Okay. Like
some zucchini too.
You know, there's a smelly dog. I hadn't been in there in a while since Rob and Sean had left. They were the old owners and I loved them. Anyway, I went in. They have a whole bakery in the back. And like they're like a whole bakery of dog food, like for dog treats.
Right. Oh,
and it was interesting. And they had cookies and bones and birthday cakes and cupcakes and all things that were for dogs. Right. And they had samples out for their owners. They're like, here, you can... taste this. It's all natural. It's all normal stuff.
There's something. It's if somebody made a cupcake for a dog, and then and told
like,
me it was for
Aaron,
a dog,
eat this.
I'd be like, fuck no. But if you made the same exact cupcake and gave it to me as here's a cupcake, I'd eat it.
Yeah, it's all it because
it totally
it's all
is.
Here. So when you asked me that, I'm all like, no.
I've taken bites of my dog's ice cream sandwiches before. I took a bite because I needed to know what like I was giving him. I'm like, is this real? And it was like normal. I couldn't eat the whole thing.
A lot of that stuff gives my
cookies.
Dogs poopies.
Real gosh.
The Frosty Paws dog ice cream upsets tummies.
My dog eats the shit out of some Frosty Paws.
Our dog just eats shit.
Yeah, he does. He
Harrison
does,
says that there are lots and lots of pet food recipes online and much better for your pet than canned pet food.
Sure. She's right. I talked to my vet about it, and my vet, because
I'm
going to
do it.
If you're going to feed your dog homemade dog food solely, there's a lot that goes into it. There are a lot of different nutrients and vitamins that you have to put in, and that's too much. Like when I talk to my vet, she's like, it's not worth it unless you are ready to commit to this.
Super do this.
Right. Yeah. But you do some dry food and then some of this stuff, and it can't hurt them as long as you're giving them enough calories a day and not too many calories a day. It's
why the dog food companies just have it all measured out for you. Yep. They go, here, give them a half cup of this in the morning and a half cup in the afternoon. Done.
You got small dogs.
Well, unless you've got a dog that's the size of a horse.
I know. Mine get a cup and a half in the morning, a cup and a half at night.
I think of Tammy, who's got the Great Danes. Those fucking dogs eat. I can't. Years ago, we used to have a Bull Mastiff, which is a big, bigger than a Great Dane.
It's big poop.
Yeah.
My
dog's like 26 pounds. He gets like 1 cup. Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. It's too much.
Just like, you know, slight.
A little bit.
Lots and lots.
So I'm intrigued to see how people are going to react because you laughed because I was stumbling over the headline. But I am curious to see what the reaction will be about this.
Okay.
There is a new law that passed in Tennessee. Okay. And it's. The law is that a woman may be prosecuted for assault for the illegal use of narcotic drugs while pregnant if her child is born addicted to or harmed
I heard about this
by the narcotic drugs. Okay. So there's that. So
I didn't realize it was Tennessee, but I heard about the law.
But
and the key word there is narcotic.
Narcotic. And the other piece of that is if her child is born addicted to or harmed by this said narcotic drug. Well, at the beginning of July, 26-year-old Mallory Loyola gave birth to a baby girl. 2 days later, the state of Tennessee charged her with assault. Loyola is the first woman to be arrested under this new law that allows the state to criminally charge mothers for potential harm to their fetuses by using drugs. Another, I can almost hear Al with people getting in people's wombs and, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But the interesting thing is that she tested positive for methamphetamine and admitted that she smoked that drug several days before giving birth.
Okay.
Is meth a narcotic?
I couldn't tell you.
That's so we got into a big conversation I have the doctor prescribes me Percocet for something and a couple days before I go into labor I'm in super duper pain and I take Percocet not for its prescribed purpose. Now you can one Percocet and I'm at assault because you test my blood as soon as I give birth and then but as long as my baby's not affected and how do you prove it's been affected by the drug?
Methamphetamine is an illegal drug.
It's an illegal drug, right? I don't know because when I was pregnant I had a lot of back pain and I went in and I just said I need some kind of a muscle relaxer is this okay and they gave me Flexeral which I
pretty
don't
standard
yeah and I don't know what drugs I don't really know how serious that is but I just said you know is this okay for me to take and they said occasionally don't sit at home and pop Flexeral all day long
but
when you're having back spasms take it I would have to imagine that you leave that kind of thing up to the discretion of the medical professional.
Totally.
Because if Palmer was born and I had taken Flexeral the day before because I was having back spasms, it's a lot different than smoking meth. Right?
It's a class 3 narcotic. Harrison says meth is a class 3 narcotic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A Flexeral or even a Percocet, which is a... Sure. I think there's a big difference if it's prescribed...
Well,
by your
and
doctor
if you're
and used...
taking it for the prescribed purpose.
Right.
If somebody prescribes me Flexeral for... blank and I take it because I just want to get high or relax or whatever, then it's illegal that I'm using it.
Right. Well, and that's something you can't determine.
Right.
Yeah.
And then how do I prove it? Harrison, what's this?
I don't know. What is
that? What is that, Harrison?
I don't
Does that mean it grows out of the ground?
I don't even want to try to pronounce it.
No, I don't either.
Soporific?
Yeah.
So if somebody's high. Is that me?
No, it's me.
Okay. Sorry. If somebody's high on pot, you like that I do that. This is international sign for high, apparently.
or F.
Or
maybe that's Frank who smokes pot.
So if someone has smoking pot their whole pregnancy? And then how do you prove that a baby's affected or not affected when it comes out?
Well, right. And that's
right. Because it's not the same as meth, right? Like when a meth baby is born, they're crying, screaming hysterically.
That's just it. Mm-hmm. And the big thing about this is here, you know, a couple of days after she gives birth to a child that, as it goes down through this article, states that showed no signs of an issue. Any kind of an issue.
I don't know,
it says for them to
when you're
be
doing meth when you're pregnant. Not, that's a problem.
It has in here though, because Harrison's saying it's a class 3, but this is saying, and I'm not at all saying any kind of an article is right. Meth is not considered to be a narcotic, which is a legal class of drugs that refers to opiates like heroin and prescription painkillers. Mm. Tennessee's new law was passed specifically in response to fears about babies being exposed to opiates in utero.
Can't imagine, like, and again, I'm so sorry. No, I just, I'm just being.
I love the devil's advocate stuff.
But I'm not even saying devil's advocate. What I'm just saying, though, is like, I can't imagine that someone's saying, like, if I were to take a Percocet because I have pain, that's not okay. But meth, that's totally fine.
And see, I think that I'm going at this from a total other end of the spectrum. Like, no, hey, please, if you're going to have a small child, don't do meth.
Well, yeah.
Duh.
Hey, maybe it just needs to be up to like the doctor's discretion. No, but then
I guess I'm looking at it like here, because it says this law was sold as if it were just about illegal narcotics. But sure enough, the first case has nothing to do with illegal narcotics and nothing to actually do with the harm, with harm to anybody.
Yeah, but it's so hard. Like, if you're like a pregnant mom doing meth, like you are putting your children in harm. Yeah. Even if they aren't like physically affected, like you're not going to quit meth tomorrow.
Right. And again, I'm not arguing that.
Yeah, no, yeah. Just like what this article is saying, right?
Yeah,
the law.
Like the idea that anybody can then walk up to someone if they saw them. It just seems very intrusive.
Get out of my vagina.
Get out of my vagina.
Get out of my vagina.
I don't know.
I'm sure coming up after the this crossover.
Get out of Clayton's vagina too.
Yes, absolutely. I don't even know where I left it. coming up after this crossover, Al Perkins is going to join us all the way from P-Town.
Hi,
and he'll probably have something to chime in about that last topic. Also, he's going to give us our drinking word.
Thanks, Harrison.
Segment. He can take as long as he wants. He's Al Perkins, for God's sakes. It's the show on Q-Talk America. We'll be back in just mere moments. Stay with us, won't you? Join us in the chat room. Get yourself a drink. We'll be right back.
Okay, wait. Can I ask either...
You've been listening to the show on Q-Talk America. This is Q-Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's the show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Good evening again, everyone. 2 minutes after the hour. It's our second hour. It's the show on Q Talk America. I'm Clayton McKee alongside this week, Katie June, Marnie Ryer, and Erin Henderson, who's got her mouth on a cork of a bottle of wine to try to... That's the best use of your teeth. You realize that, really. That's nice.
What do you think I got them for?
Oh, I should turn this on. There we go. Do that. I didn't watch. Just asking. I wasn't sure what that was. Before we go any further, it's the beginning of hour two. We must kick off hour two the way we always do, with a little drinking disclaimer, and it goes something like this.
And now, a drink. We dare you to stay awake during this royalty-free music and to play a drinking game with us. If you are currently or soon to be driving a car, you cannot play.
Okay, really?
If you are presently the primary caregiver for children and or the elderly, you may desperately want to play, but no. If you are listening from a rehab facility, you are disqualified because you already hit bottom. And that means you already won this game at least once. If playing this game is in any way illegal for you, put the bottle down and make better life choices. There is no good in your goodbye, and there is no lifeguard on duty, so you will be swimming at your own risk. Tell your lawyer to take the fucking day off. You can't sue us. We warned you. Good luck.
Uh-oh, is the Al staticky?
I don't know what Al is doing.
Al Perkins?
Hey, are you there?
Oh,
yay!
Hang on. Where is that? I don't know where that sound is coming from.
I think it's Al's
voice.
There
we go. We found it.
There we go. Yeah, I'm like, the answer that keeps playing.
Yeah, I forget. You hear differently what we hear in the studio. I forgot all about that.
Ooh, that's static.
That was a delay.
No, it's not a delay. It's actually live on the board for right now. Hi, Al.
Oh, cool. Well, your drinking word is oxymoron.
Or, according to Marcia Clark, who did the OJ trial, was the prosecutor, oxymoron.
Oh,
no,
yes.
Stop it.
Oxymoron.
She said that
oxymoron.
The closing argument, she said, this is an oxymoron.
No.
And meant it.
I'm using it. Yeah, that's my new thing.
I love it, Al.
All right, well, I wanted to use oxymoron because moron is offensive to Marnie.
No, Marnie is a moron. That's why it's offensive.
Oxymoron.
I can't tell you how happy it is to be able to know that we have a live phone call that Al can actually hear all of us at the same time. There's no delay. Remember back in the day how horrible the delay was?
Clayton, you killed it. Technologically.
We're working there. We're getting there. We're getting there.
Ding, ding, ding.
So, Al, how was your...
Go ahead.
I was saying, how was your vacation? What are you doing?
Well, I'm a block from the cave or the bay or whatever the fuck the body of water is. A beautiful, breezy, stormy night. I've been at brunch since about 11 a.m.
I saw in the chat room you're on your fifth bottle of wine.
Attaboy.
Oh, at least. A bottle of champagne, two pots of coffee. We seriously have never left brunch.
I love it.
That's a sign of a good fucking brunch.
Yeah. I love it.
All we did was we switched houses and got a slice of pizza in between meals.
So you've had lunch?
Yeah, exactly, a couple times. It's been lovely.
I love it.
And I think it's called like Pilgrim Tower. If you Google the Provincetown Tower, I can't think of what it's called. I'm literally right underneath it. I'm looking straight up at it.
Oh my God, this is exciting. I'm Googling it.
So that's where I am, but it's absolutely, it's just beautiful, and we're just having so much fun.
Now we were curious. Katie and I were talking earlier. We were questioning. Now you're there, but it's not Pride. It's just you happen to be there, right?
Right. No, it's actually this week is Bear Week here.
Oh, I know.
Today.
Oh God, I'm sorry.
Today it was a lot of really hairy men in singlets.
Christ. So it was like Borat. Borat does P-Town.
Borat. That's exactly it. There's an oxymoron.
oxymoron, if you will. You know,
there's our oxymoron.
Now, you posted a picture the other day, maybe even today or yesterday, about you said the first sighting. Was that Bear Week?
No,
that was Armistead Maupin. He's actually here again. He's doing a speaking at the end of the week. But, like, last week I was, like, next to him for the entire trip. And, like, day one we saw him. And then today, as everybody was coming over for brunch, the restaurant that's right outside our front gate, he was having lunch on the patio. They're like, Armistead Maupin is really on the other side of that wall. And I'm like, oh, dear God.
Can we give us, like, just a little insight as to who that is again, because I remember you said his name, but I don't.
He wrote tales. He wrote all the tales of the city books that I love.
Yeah, you've
He's like
seen
my
him there,
favorite author.
And you've seen him there before, yes,
right?
Oh yeah, last year.
Time I went to his reading of his book.
Yeah,
and I was supposed to be spending this week reading his latest book. I finished it on the airplane, but I've had enough to read.
Isn't it pretty much when you saw him last year? Like he at one point he was like, "Okay, we're done with this."
Yeah, that was as we got off the ferry. When we got off the ferry.
Now, do you mean a boat or a person?
Yeah, a boat.
Exactly. I was sitting on a ferry on the boat.
Never know. Yeah. Oxymoron. Ferry.
So we got to the ferry. Yes, it was my oxymoron. And we were, it was a class one drug.
A superphoric.
Yes, honey. That's good work.
We were standing next to each other in the cab line, and both of us were like, no, we are not sharing a cab. Get out of my vacation.
Very fun. I love it.
So you posted last night that you were a late night. You were reading a Stephen King novel. Is Maine that far away?
Oh, because I'm thinking, well, first I was thinking, if Amistad Maupin's going to be everywhere, how about my other favorite author, bring Stephen King in?
Yeah.
There you go.
He's just two states away. But then I was reading a Stephen King book, and I was home alone in this big, like, old house on the Cape, and I was scared to death. Because there's seriously, there's a closet where Satan is being held back by a box. It is the Drag Me to Hell closet. It is so fucking frightening in this house.
Oh, that's funny.
It looks great from the...
It really looks cool. Mm-hmm.
The pictures you posted, and earlier you did, somebody posted a picture of a bunch of you sitting around the table, and all of you on your iPad or iPhone or something. Everybody was dealing with
That was very funny.
Their toys.
And honestly, we were not, everyone was talking, cooking, laughing, eating. They just caught the 1 second when somebody had posted a picture of all of us. So we all looked down at the picture, but we really have been like paying attention to each other, and we have a sound system where we're all sharing the same sound system. So everybody gets to pick a song and put it next in the queue. So it's kind of about the music, but it's been a lovely time with really nice people. I mean, just the best guys.
Now, how much longer are you there before you move on?
I'm here till Saturday.
Okay, and then you move on?
And Marnie, and then I move on to Connecticut and then to Maine.
Got it.
I love it. So
nice. And then I come home. And Marnie, you know Josh Wiley?
Yeah.
Jason Wiley, Josh Wiley.
Yeah.
Josh Wiley got married here on Friday, so we've been with him all week and his new husband.
I love it.
There's a bunch of people here from Phoenix, and so yesterday I was out at a bar and somebody was like, wait, how are you going to be on the show tomorrow?
Oh, stop it. That's so funny.
That's fun.
But awesome. Who was it that saw you?
I heard really funny that
you ran into Gilbert Gamboa at the grocery store.
Supermarket.
Yeah.
Actually, I ran into him twice. And the second time I hadn't taken a bath and I was covered, I was like, had 6 feet so far up my ass, I wouldn't have stopped and said hi to my mother if she came back from the dead. I was so fucking
Ruthie would have understood.
I was seriously hiding by the frozen chicken during that exchange.
I love that you're in P-Town and people are asking you how you're going to be on the show when you're there. That's fantastic.
That was really funny at a Thai restaurant / dance club.
That's awesome.
Oh, it's like even better.
It is even better.
Now, Katie was talking earlier. Apparently she had text with or emailed or something with Gilbert Gamboa, and something about a tea dance brought up. Now, have you been spending time at tea dances, Al?
No, we did a tea dance in the kitchen. You saw pictures of us looking at our phones. No, none of us. Half the party went, and then the rest of us just came and finished brunch. Because we weren't finished with brunch.
Tea dance at the boat slip, right? Was that what it was?
Tea dance at the boat slip.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Sunday night was like the fur ball. It's all events all week long.
And it looked really like great fun. There were just like men from here to there. A lot of places. A lot of men. Harry, a lot of Harry men.
We saw a fabulous talent show last night called, Showgirls. And I mean, it was phenomenal. The drag people, the people that are saying live.
Oh, that's the comedians, you sent me the picture. It was Jinx Monsoon from Drag Race.
Oh my God, fun!
She was one of the three hosts. She did a number that was phenomenal. And then the other two hosts did stuff. And then the three sat on stage while everybody performed. Really carefully placed, very funny comments. Just really, really witty. And then the entertainment was spectacular. Like, the girl that won, we gave a standing ovation for like 5 minutes. Like,
oh, yay.
It was the best time. It was $15 to get in, and the three drag queens that hosted it earned your money.
That's really fun.
That's fun.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. And I've been bitching about the rain, but I got to tell you tonight, Aaron, you would sell your soul to be here for this weather.
I know I would. Oh, God. Is it raining right now?
She's looking for the highest bidder right now. She's on Craigslist.
I am. Yeah. Is it raining right now?
No. It's like misting. There's like a little bit of mist in the air coming in from the ocean. It's like 68 degrees and a cool sea breeze.
God, I live in the wrong place. Fuck.
I know. I'm bitching about it, but I can't get my heart behind it because it really is bubbling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's a lovely 92 degrees here, Al, in Phoenix. And
rainy.
Well, it actually has been so great. Palmer and I played in the backyard the last couple of days. Like, I don't care if it's hot, as long as it's just not, blistering sun and heat.
The humidity is what kills us.
Like, it's been nice.
So yeah. Cats apparently don't shit in your backyard, and then the rain makes it smell like cat shit.
They
and
do
then,
not.
Okay,
they
that's not. My house.
So Al, obviously you had to set aside some time in your busy wine drinking schedule to call in and chat with us. The rest of the kids that are with you, do they all know you were doing this, or are they sitting around you now?
No, I walked away. I
walked away.
He said, "Fuck you! I'm leaving.
Out of here.
I hate you assholes.
I'm out." I heard you from here.
But I'm in a residential neighborhood, like shouting into a phone, so everybody's listening to the show.
Yay! We have new listeners.
You don't have to shout. We can hear you. It's quite all right.
Five bottles of wine, Clayton.
Well, no,
shouting.
Standing next to a street too, so I'm trying to hear you over traffic.
We'll yell if you want, Al.
No, stop it here.
Just kidding. Sorry, everybody.
Pete's. Wow.
Well, no, it's all good. So, we'll play the entertainment thing. I'll do my entertainment thing, and I'll let you all go.
Oh, well, then you're gonna text me with our thoughtful good. You're gonna text me with the question later, or are you gonna call back in for that?
Oh, I'll text you the question.
Okay, you can text me the question. So we're going to do a little entertainment with Al, and it goes a little something like this.
This is very fun.
Go ahead, Al.
Okay, the Emmy Awards really, really said that Orphan Black got no love.
Oh, some
and
love.
Everybody's No, Orphan Black got no nomination.
Comedy.
No.
Go ahead.
No, not Orphan Black.
Orphan Black.
Orphan Black.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, not oranges, though.
Yeah, that got no love, and everybody was really rooting for the lead actress to get a nomination. But the good thing is that Orange is the New Black came out exactly how we predicted, that the season played, and Crazy Eyes, and Poussey, and Laverne Cox, the first transsexual to get an Emmy nomination.
Well, there goes that story.
An amazing showing.
I said, there goes that. I had that in front of me. Print
it
off.
But we can still talk about it. You can pick it up off the floor.
Oh, I'll pick it up off the floor now. Oxymoron.
Lots of surprises, lots of snubs, but it's going to be really exciting to see how well Orange is the New Black does and see if Suzanne gets a win.
When are the Emmys on, Al?
It's the last Sunday in August, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Hosted by Jimmy Fallon.
Okay. God, fun.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, so that's exciting. And then Rosie O'Donnell is coming back to The View.
Well, that was the other story I have in front
of me. I was really curious
is
to know.
Is she really?
Yes, yeah. She is.
Yeah.
I wonder.
What do you think about that, Al?
Oh, it's fantastic, because it's everything that I was hoping they would go back to, like serious conversations, and it's going to be, they're going to be all ready for the midterm elections to have Rosie back doing politics, so.
And isn't Sarah going to join? Is Sarah Palin, like,
no.
really legitimately going to join?
Who's that?
Sarah Palin.
No, I don't think that's true. I know she, allegedly she really wants to, but I don't think they'll do it.
But
they are going to have to bring in somebody conservative.
Mm-hmm.
But they have it's a Hispanic woman.
Yep.
That auditioned when Elizabeth Hasselbeck did. And I think they're going to bring her back. Her name's maybe Rachel Campos.
Wasn't she the president of Telemundo or something? I mean, she was a...
Oh, yeah. I have seen her on there. Yes, yes.
A pretty big deal.
And she's a very, very well-spoken, wonderful gal.
Absolutely.
And I might be mistaken, if I'm pretty sure that's her, but she's got like four or five kids, and she was the one that Elizabeth Hasselbeck beat up for the position, but she guest hosts all the time.
Okay.
And I think they're going to bring her back to be the conservative, because she, I think she's done sitting out babies.
Okay. Now, Al, did you hear Hasselbeck, dumbass on Faux News, become very upset about the Rosie O'Donnell situation?
Oh, yes. Has she not shown all her true colors with us? She was horrible.
I probably need to Google this.
I didn't see. Yeah. Somebody recap for
Go
us.
Go ahead, Al.
She called in on a day off. She called into someone else's show when she was at home just to be a cunt.
Yeah. What'd she
really
say?
Well played, Al. First one.
What did she say?
Oh, you got to Google it. I don't have any access to like do a direct quote, but it was nasty.
Yeah, she was.
It was kind of like that. It really wasn't Barbara's goodbye. It was Rosie's hello and all this stuff. Oh. It was uncalled for. She called in. She called into like Sean Hannity or one of the other obnoxious white guy shows.
Now this is also for season 18 that starts later in the year. Correct.
It'll start the first week of September. Okay. But they're going to be all ready for the midterms. They're going to go all political, I think,
you bet.
For the midterms.
Well, we'll have plenty of time
just
to talk about that. Well, what we'll do is when you get back, we'll find that audio clip of Hasselbeck, and we'll have a good talk about that when you get back, because we'll have plenty of time between when you get back and they go live. So okay.
And then my last bit of news would be like the big movie of the week and the critic darling. Like, this movie is hitting every single button. Is the Planet of the Apes movie, and it is killing me that I'm nowhere near a movie theater. Like, it's raining out, and I can't sneak away to a movie theater because there isn't one in this town.
Oh, wow.
I want to see this movie so bad, it's literally killing me.
Really? Well, that's an oxymoron.
It's an oxymoron. I'm going to have to take an oxymoron to sleep. An oxymoron PM.
It's an oxymoron. Al, so it's getting really good reviews, that Planet of the Apes?
Yeah, really, really good reviews. Oh. Like, I think because just based on out of the gate, I think this is going to be a shoo-in for one of the spots for Best Picture at the end of the year.
Like, wow.
This
movie is getting, like,
you know what's odd to me is
reviews.
I remember, obviously, being much younger and watching the TV series Planet of the Apes when I was a little kid. Mm-hmm. And for some reason, though, I realize it is... And I typically don't have any interest in fiction movies or anything that's science fiction or any of that. Mm-hmm. This movie actually does have some bit of interest to me. And I don't know really why it is, other than maybe I look at it as an incarnation of the TV series.
Mm-hmm. But, and I can go with that. Go ahead.
I've seen the first movie of this new series, the reboot from a couple years ago with James Franco.
Yeah.
I think I've seen that like 7 or 8 times. It's just a great movie, so...
It just seemed, Kelly hit it on the TV the other day, the reboot with James Franco, and it just seemed weird to me. Like, all of a sudden, like, now, I had also eaten a pot gummy, so I was real stoned, but it seemed like the monkeys went from, like, monkeys that were just, like, pissed to monkeys that had demented faces. Like, did their faces start to, like, melt off, or was that just me?
That might have been the pot.
No, that might have been you smoking pot, honey.
Chewing.
Yeah. Laced gummy there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Chewing pot.
Because I thought they all of a sudden looked like they had mechanical weird faces, and at which point I was like, I got to go play in the backyard. This is weird.
No, you were stoned.
That's funny. Really, I like really to take fiber via gummy. So, you know, pot via gummy, fiber
similar.
Via whatever.
Well, yeah. It's good for you.
Hey, if you can get high and shit regularly at the same time, why not do it?
Hey, here, fucking here.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Seriously.
So, all right, kids. Well, I love you all. I got to go. Brunch continues.
We love you, Al.
So good to hear your voice, honey.
Bye, Al. Have fun.
All right, good to see you. I miss you guys. I'll see you soon.
All right,
see you soon.
A little bit.
Talk to you later.
Oxymoron.
Okay, bye-bye. That was Al Perkins.
Oxymoron. My bad.
Al Perkins calling us from P-Town, where he is on vacation right now. So thanks to Al for that.
So
oxymoron is our drinking word this week.
May I just?
We were in the middle of our headline segment, and I think we'd already beaten the hell out of that story.
Did.
We'll get back to that. Well, this is another one of those little stories that just, they really hate to have it bubble up in front of them, but...
Oh, God, this is fantastic.
Thou doth protest so much. Some of you may remember a Republican lawmaker who promoted legislation to teach an abstinence-only sex education in schools, announced that his own unmarried high school daughter is knocked up.
Yes!
Bill Cassidy, a state senator from Louisiana, released a statement to NOLA.com, that's NOLA.com, announcing that he was to be a grandfather and is expressing his support for his daughter during this, quote, challenging time. Yeah, Cassidy has made a name for himself as somewhat of an abstinence-only crusader. Last year, he co-sponsored the Abstinence-Only Reallocation Act, which would award grants and special funding to public and private schools, which stuck to teaching only abstinence instead of a more comprehensive lesson plan of sexual behavior. The bill, authored by perennial bad idea machine Senator Lindsey Graham, has been tabled in Congress, but Louisiana teens are not in the clear yet. Despite efforts by some legislators to address this problem, Louisiana is one of the leading abstinence-only promoters in the country. And roughly one-third of all schools in the state, students are taught exclusively abstinence. No safe sex, no birth control, nothing but just don't do it. Sort of like Nancy Reagan's Just Say No.
Oh, God. That's right.
When you feel the urge, do something else. And you know how good kids aren't listening to the adults when they tell them not to do something.
Well,
it might explain why Louisiana currently has the sixth highest teen pregnancy rate in the nation.
Wow. Doesn't Louisiana. Anybody look at that shit? That's an oxymoron.
No. And that's an oxymoron right there.
Because God is God. God's watching them.
And this is
happening.
Yes,
is what is meant to be.
It is.
This last line in this little story is funny. And while most of the country has been seeing major declines in teen births, Louisiana, not changed at all.
You know, it just is like, it is fun and it's ridiculous. And I found this.
Sex is fun? Yes.
Well, no, I just found this article on a website that's actually called crooksandliars.com. So that's nice. Like, I found them on there. But, you know, it's hard for me to even laugh about because it's so, so hideous to me. Like,
it's sad for those poor
kids. It is sad for the kids. It's sad for humanity. And, like, I'm even thinking, like, of Laura Bush's Just Say No, which is silly. But Just Say No to Drugs is, like, one thing. Like, drugs aren't a normal, natural part of life. So just say no, people. It's just not a normal. But like to
say
that
sex is natural.
Yeah. To say that sex is not like a normal, natural, enjoyable part of life. But let's talk about doing it safely. Let's talk about maybe waiting until we're married. I mean, my parents told me when I was in high school, my mom said to me, look, like I said that I was going to wait until I was married to have sex and I didn't. And then
that didn't work out so
well. Well, and she goes, and then I beat myself up about it. And it's stupid. Like, sex is normal. And I don't want you to hate yourself for holding to this standard that's not realistic.
Right.
Let's talk about being safe. Let's talk about being responsible. Let's talk about, like, if you want to have sex with your boyfriend, let's talk about it. Talk about it with him.
Is anybody ready? Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about sex. Let's talk about sex.
By the way, well played, everyone.
I didn't know we were going to go there, and I didn't know we were all going to know it.
That's fun.
I enjoyed that.
So, God damn it. So those crazy people on the other side of the spectrum politically from us.
Oh,
right?
From us. Sorry, I was probably need to define that a little more.
Yeah, not my kind of crazy. The wrong kind of crazy.
They're crazy.
Yeah. The wrong crazy. We're the right kind of crazy.
That's true.
So,
bye, Harrison. Have a good night.
Bye, Harrison.
Bye.
Bye.
So, don't they, like, God will give me as many babies as I can handle. I won't take the pill because it's shedding my lining and that's aborting babies because God's purpose is for me to have babies. But let's teach people not to have, like, that doesn't make sense in my head. If sex is the purpose for you crazy nut jobs being alive to procreate, then... It just doesn't fucking make sense.
Good point. And I haven't ever thought of that before. But like, all you do is talk about how wonderful and amazing sex is. But also it's not.
By the way, so sex like, part's they bad, would think the baby part's right.
They
right?
would think that that's an oxymoron.
That's you're absolutely right though, Aaron. Like the baby part's not bad. Like let's make babies. And this thing on here just basically says my wife and I are so pleased. We're going to be grandparents. We just love kids.
No,
Sarah Palin do like, the same fucking thing?
Why can't people
didn't
have
she have
sex?
Her own grandchild?
Yeah.
Where is that?
Didn't she?
But like, why can't people, like, why can't we just be real and talk about sex feels good? Let's enjoy it. And like, it's normal.
I don't know that I want to see any of those motherfuckers sitting up on some panel going, sex feels good.
No, but like, there's an appropriate place for it.
They are weirdos. I can't imagine.
Like, what's the...
Can you imagine Sean Hannity? Let's talk sex, people, because it feels good.
No!
Oh, God. Everyone
would be procreation
like,
thing, but
that's what they need to do.
But seventh graders need to know that it's not appropriate to stand in the hallway at school where there are cameras on you and you know there are cameras on you and stick your hands down each other's pants and put your fingers in places where they don't belong when you're in seventh grade. They need to know that some shit stays... in the bedroom.
Yeah, that it's private, that it's
or in
adult,
the kitchen,
that it's
or wherever
this,
it needs to be.
Or the custodial closet. I mean, there's so many.
But how are they going to know that if you know?
Camera.
Exactly. They won't know that they're horny and they just want to get their dicks touched. And if no one tells them, this isn't appropriate for your hallway at school. Right? But it really, like,
it is.
It's just so scary that we're just going to not talk about it and la, 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 and pretend it's not happening.
So my school district contracts out, as a lot of school districts do, they contract out the sex ed for certain grade levels. Like, I have to teach human growth and development. Like, yes, you're going to have pubic hair and I have to read all that shit and all the kids giggle and whatever.
Right.
And it's silly. Giggle in my head. Yes. Fuck.
Do you also hold up a flyer for waxing? Like you can get a Brazilian, you can do things.
Let's talk about electrolysis. They do have like they have this cartoon image of a boy parts and the ball sack is blue. Well, but
and this is called blue balls. Right, you learn about this in high school with your pricky like girlfriend.
Yeah. So the eighth graders.
Everybody said he was quiet until he killed her. I mean, that's. I feel like we're going into the Dateline NBC. And,
right.
You know, he was taught about sex ed in seventh grade.
Yeah, exactly.
Or was he? God. Or,
it was a fine fall afternoon. Yeah.
But she was loved by
the private school in Ahwatukee had a stellar track record.
Oh, for Christ's sake. But, and I thought this was just my school district, and I kind of followed it all the way to the top, and it turns out it's state policy, which means that we got to get on this shit. In the sex ed paperwork that goes home for sixth graders and seventh graders from Kyrene, it says that did we already talk about this? It said that it will promote healthy. Whoa.
Jesus Christ.
Man down.
Healthy, monogamous, heterosexual relationships is what it says in that paperwork. And I felt like throwing up when I had to pass that paperwork out. And I had parents that were like, what the hell is this? Parents pissed off that it said that.
Said
heterosexual.
Or the heterosexual was in it. Yeah,
that it said heterosexual. No, they're fine with monogamous, healthy, but... No, we want to support all relationships. So I went to my school district about it, and they're like, because I know these people, they're like, we agree. It's state policy. We have to go to the board. We have to go to the board of education.
In other words,
we have to fix.
You have to go to Brewer,
policy.
And yeah. Brewer has to say,
"No, you
well,
got to go
you
to Hoopenthal."
Oh, that fucking
a hooping idiot.
Yeah, my that word, that almighty. Fucktard. Yeah. And when really I see is. The re-elect signs right now with him out there, I'm like, Jesus.
Oh, and he's got his arms
Mexican
around all those
kids
which you know that shit is photoshopped.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That is that is so very clearly. That is
like
not a real picture.
It's like the Christine Jones ad
she's
for governor.
Real. She can't be real.
Martin thinks she can't the Christine be Jones real. Ads are.
Oh, she kills me. Those ads kill me.
But when she says like, so fucking hard, I was like, "That's not, it's on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah, it does. It's exactly what that looks like.
It looks like.
And I will send Obama the bill.
I'm pro-school choice and anti-Common Core.
Why don't you check that out? Because that already didn't work, bitch. Well,
and then she says, no amnesty, people are illegal. And then there's a Mexican woman going like this.
Yeah.
Really? Really?
Yeah. I'll be hard on immigration.
Fuckers. You're all oxymorons. You're all just morons.
Yeah, you have someone standing there going,
no, seriously.
Yeah, and then you have someone in the background like, hey. And she's like, and gay rights. No. That's right.
Gay rights, for them.
And then she'll be saying, anybody wants to buy an old school Bronco? No. Be down on them.
They're probably Mexicans.
Lesbians having children? No.
And then Katie June will be standing there going, that's right.
That's right.
That's right.
No, okay. Send Obama the bill. Commercial, that's how it was. It was fucking
it's too,
ridiculous.
Too perfect. It really is.
She's weird.
I mean, I hate political ads. In fact, some little girl showed up today on my doorstep with a Gallego.
Oh, Ruben. Yeah. Relax already, Ruben. Yeah. I know. And it's in the bag for you.
I was on the phone. And I had the door, but I'm like, I'm not expecting anybody. There were no cars out front. And literally, I opened it. I'm like, yeah, I'm good. You can go on now. And she's like, okay, thank you, sir. And she walked away. I'm like, I swear to God, I hate this time of year. Yeah. So
me too.
Much.
Me too.
I would.
It is pretty brutal. Yeah.
And I know this is off topic of whatever that we were talking about, but I go back to, you know how we all get so much junk mail in the post box? So much. And not only sales flyers. And I realize that the post office actually survives on all the money they make from all of that.
Oh, totally.
Right. Okay, so the reverse is, and I mentioned this the other week, let me pay you $20 a year.
To keep that
and
shit
out
of
my box. And you keep that shit out of my box.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are...
But I thought you lost your box,
I agree with you. And especially like when I get three Kirsten Sinema things like to me and then to Kelly.
And you
I'm
work
like,
for her.
Wait, who's doing this mailer? Like, who did this? And oftentimes it's not the candidate. Like, it really is not like conspiring.
It's other it's other packs that are promoting
but it really is. But it... That it works.
Yeah, but I have a huge issue.
Just like signs
with
on
that.
The corner. They work.
When the same fucking person who's sending all that kind of shit out, I'm not, no one in particular, but is like, for recycling and for bettering the environment, quit sending this
shit.
So when I
shit.
Say quit sending this shit, that means you have my vote if you quit sending this shit.
Yeah. I'm more on board.
I mean,
total side note, I was at Fry's today and there was no bagger. So I was helping to bag and Palmer got into these stickers. And it was this literally like a sticker roll the size of my fucking head, like massive roll of stickers. And it says like, thanks to you, we saved a bag. Thanks for not, thanks for something about like,
plastic
yeah, thanks
sheet.
For like bringing your own bag in today. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like, yeah. just.
Like, say thank, you.
Thank you.
Can like, we just say?
And it was nothing. And I'm looking at the sticker as I'm re-rolling them up because she unrolled all of them. I'm like, I wonder, does this give you 5 cents off? Is this like a deal? Is it, nope. It was just a sticker to say thank you for bringing your
own bag.
But
what do you put the sticker on? The bag?
Probably. I have no idea.
But it'll fall off because it's a canvas bag.
Right.
It was just so funny and totally like
ridiculous.
Bizarre. Yeah.
Totes biz.
Totes biz. It was totes biz.
I'm going to have to get myself another beverage in a minute.
Me too.
Yes. I feel. Oh, by the way, Harrison didn't leave.
That's what I saw. You pointed that out.
I realized that she typed "by Al," not "by all." So, Harrison, I didn't say welcome back.
Hi, Harrison.
Thank you for still being here.
Thank you for staying.
Thank you for staying.
You're killing me, Katie. Those nails are so good.
I'm sorry.
No, so, they were really cut off.
One swipe.
There was a gay sex article.
Oh, yes. I'm going to get a cocktail and I'm going to listen to you.
Please
do.
Okay. Fuck, it made me laugh.
It's fantastic.
It's just hysterical.
Would you just grab me another one of mine? Yeah. Anyone is fine.
As long as it has booze in it.
Yep. Something, right?
A percentage.
So there was a...
Time.
Yep. Nope. Thank you. Yep. Good. 8:50. Got to leave to go get a shot in the ass.
There we have it. So there was a...
The good kind.
No, I was going to say, is that what we're calling it these days?
No. So we normally don't talk well about Texas. Right? I mean, you don't have a lot of good things. Like, Rick Perry, oxymoron, just a moron, really. Anyway, there was a cashier. Did you hear about the gay sex joke?
No.
Oh, my
when
God.
Obama visited, so funny.
KJ? Oh, Clayton, it was so funny.
I love it!
So, Obama goes into this Franklin barbecue in Austin. And he apparently like cut through everybody in line. Mm. Remember like that whole bullshit about how Chipotle he reached
over.
You know
what, I did pay for everybody. Over $300 for everybody.
Paid for everybody, ordered a ton of meat, it says. Anyway, and he was seen giving this famous fist bump because the cashier, his name is Daniel Webb. He's a comedian and a part-time employee at this Franklin Barbecue. And... apparently, as the president approached, Webb threw his hand down and slapped the counter dramatically. Equal rights for gay people, he says. President asks, are you gay? Only when I have sex. That's when, apparently, Obama like busted out laughing and said, bump me.
Oh, in the drawer.
And put his fist out.
I saw the picture.
And gave him a fist bump.
Stop it. That's what the guy said. Only gay when I have sex. Yeah.
Obama gets a fist pump as he pays for his lunch during his surprise visit to this Franklin barbecue.
Because
he just burst out laughing. He thought it was awesome.
Yeah.
Webb said it was just a lucky day to be the register girl when the president, I love that.
That he said the register girl.
The register girl. Obama went through, Obama plans to sign an executive order that would ban workplace discrimination against lesbian, gay, bisexual,
gay?
And transgender.
Only when I'm only when I love it. Oh my God, I love it.
A federal contractor saying it's wrong that some states still allow people to fire harass employees solely based on their sexual orientation. But it was just hysterical that here he comes through there and this guy throws it out. And the other article that I read said he is probably the first. No, he's the first president in history to ever get a fist or give a fist pump for a gay joke.
Sure, absolutely.
So I thought that was awesome. I thought that was really
And I love
fantastic.
That he took it in stride, didn't no flinching, nobody
didn't
cared.
And it wasn't like a campaign, like my campaign. I have to think about how are people going to handle this.
Wasn't a photo op. Like totally was off the cuff. Right. There wasn't like a staged thing.
He just showed up, bought some people lunch.
And had a great comeback.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Good for both of them.
Only when I have sex.
Only when I have sex.
Good for both of them.
That is really cool.
And I love the fact that he hasn't necessarily, that Obama hasn't slowed down, if you will, because there was that huge stupid thing about Chipotle and that he reached over.
Right.
Did you see that?
Yeah, I did see that.
And there was that. And then this, when Aaron first told me about it, I thought it was about him cutting in line. And that would have...
Oh, fuck no.
No.
I saw the fact that he was there. I didn't actually hear this gay thing.
Yeah.
For some reason, I thought Rick Perry was somehow involved.
They had something in there which I was intrigued by. I mentioned
it. Because
it
was the same trip, right? Or no?
That part I don't know. But it said something in the initial article about the fact that this guy made a comment that if Rick Perry had been the one, he said, oh, I would have schooled that queen. And I was like, what? Because then in, like, as an afterthought, it says that there's something about Rick Perry being closeted or his sexual orientation being questioned. I thought, oh, we don't want him. Send him back.
Yeah, yeah. No, we're good. Yeah, we're
oh, speaking of closeted.
I don't know. I thought that was interesting, but yeah. That's the only that's reference cute. To Rick
I thought
Perry.
They were going to be crappy about the line yeah. cutting as well, and I was going to be like, yeah everyone fuck can fuck off. Themselves. Yeah. Yeah.
No. I was just going to say, speaking of closeted, we took the cutest picture that's not on Facebook when we were on vacation. We were in the bathroom in stalls next to each other, and we both had cute little Converse on, so we touched feet underneath the stall like gay men in Minnesota bathrooms.
Remember the Idaho so senator? Funny.
Yes. In the bathroom.
That's all.
He didn't understand it.
He was just, right.
Yeah. Also,
I didn't get the code.
That was after all the wine.
He had a sturdy gait.
Yeah, I had a...
You're a wide stance.
That's what it was.
A wide stance.
Anyway, so good on this web guy and good on Obama.
Comes up with that though. Like, I want to think back to that campaign where they're
let's
like,
go back
"You're
to Wiener's
gay.
Campaign, shall we?"
He just
let's
has a
go
wide
back to the
stance.
Fact that his name is Wiener.
Like, if you think about then, if you think about watching Veep and like how that plays out, like someone right. was like throwing around words like he has a wide gait, he has a sturdy gait. No, he has a wide stance. Boom, he has a wide stance. Put it out there.
I thought you'd enjoy this.
That's
the picture.
Very cool.
And if somebody would ever teach me how to like put things online, then maybe I would do that.
Eventually you should. Eventually Arnie will teach all that.
Yeah.
I did teach her that with the, and this is not innuendo, when you take two fingers and you click the mouse on a Mac, that it's the same thing as using the other on the normal mouse.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No, I don't, because I'm not Apple.
I have the
iPad and the phone.
I'm a two-finger Sally.
So if you do two fingers, is it a right click?
So you whatever the normal mouse is, right, you click right, whatever. So then the other button.
Left click, right click.
The other button that you usually don't click. If you want to do that to paste or whatever, it's just two fingers at the same time.
Two fingers is a right click. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute, Aaron. I did not
know that.
Does that
work on iPad?
Oh, that's fantastic.
God damn it. Really?
I really thought I knew everything about
my Mac. I taught everybody something.
You did. That's awesome.
I can't keep it. There's too much going on.
So like if you're in Word and you want to cut and you want to paste something instead of having to go to edit, paste or control V or whatever, you just two finger click it and then
I did not know that.
And again, not innuendo.
So I'm wondering if my
two finger click.
Because it's so funny that I am such a PC and everything in our world is PC except for iPhone, iPad. And the funny thing is you're all three sitting there with Apple products.
Oh, this is only because my dad gave it to me for free.
What are you talking about?
Yeah. Exactly, Martin. Everybody.
I'm a PC person.
Totally am. Yeah. Totes piece.
Totes pieces.
God bless.
Obama. Before we get to Katie with sports and other stuff and some other stories that you
I don't fucking know.
Aaron might have that Al didn't touch on.
I'll make shit up. Watch me go.
I found a list of things, and these come out more and more and more as the world changes and as we all get older.
The world turns.
These are things that kids today will never experience.
Oh my God, yes.
Things that they'll never have to do.
Yeah.
Pull your dead Bronco on the side of the road and not have a cell phone.
Yes, that's
kids today will never understand about driving to the mall, going to the record store, and buying concert tickets.
Oh, wow.
Or going to the mall and going to a record store.
Wow. Period.
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 And this coming from somebody who worked at a music land in Joplin, Missouri. I worked at a music land record store after I got out of high school.
Aren't there that's really any true. Zia records never anymore.
Zia records, yes, but that is not.
But it's still not records
anymore. That's an independent. Like it's longer the big. But no, there are
like
record
Sam
stores.
Goody
like there are Stax
whatever.
And Wax. There are all kinds of. But Sam Goody Music Land. There's not a lot of record stores anymore in malls and stuff. They're independent. Zia, I go to. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But like when we used to go to the mall, we'd go to the Sam Goody or whatever.
You go to Spencer Gifts.
Yeah.
Totally.
Spencer Gifts. You go to the Music Land. No,
something entertainment.
And if you were a high schooler in love, you went to Things Remembered and had some piece of shit engraved.
Yeah.
And it usually was like an ID bracelet.
Totally. I don't think they're around anymore. Do you remember the Cookie Company?
No, the Things Engraved are.
I don't.
Cookie Company was like the big chocolate chip cookies.
Before Paradise, before that shit.
Right. And then they would put the filling in and you'd have the cookies with the ice. The cream, but not like Cool Whip, but it was like a frosting. Oh, fucking fantastic!
Uh-huh. Frosting, boom shakalaka.
They have one in the Minnesota
Mall of America
downstairs because we walked by with
Seidel,
and Seidel's like cookies, and we went right over to it.
Yeah. By the way, she's tiny, and that's annoying.
Another thing that kids today will never understand, and we joke about this all the time: recognizing an actor in a movie, but not being able to find out who it is.
Oh,
I have a story about that one. Do you know my story?
If there was only a way to Google that.
That's right.
And Al always goes on about IMDb.com.
So
God, that's funny.
It's a million years ago. I'm in Thousand Oaks, California at some breakfast joint, probably Denny's or something. Some probably not chain, but we're having breakfast somewhere. And my friend says to me, hey, that guy's famous. And I was like, what? No, he's not. And he's leaving the restaurant. And so I get up. I'm like, all right. So I get up and I was probably like 22. And I run outside and I go, hey. And he turned around and I said, are you famous? And he said, what's your name? And I said, Aaron. And he said, I'm John. It was John Voight.
Oh.
Wow. I didn't know who he was because I.
Isn't that funny?
Not like, somebody, yeah, but in
somebody in Harry and Pancake yeah. says but you're
how
famous.
Funny. Because I don't know. John Voight. That's a big deal.
I know. And I don't have a phone to look that shit up. But,
yeah.
Oh my God. That's so yeah. great.
Are you famous? I mean, really. That's I'm such awesome. An asshole.
Another yeah. thing.
But
that,
I love that you did it because I would have been thinking it and then like been obsessed with about it for like a year.
Yeah.
And no, I'm not upset. It, so I'm glad that you said it.
And I don't know if any of you have ever done this. And it's not just with this, but other things. Kids today will really never know what it's like to tape a TV show over an old home movie.
Oh, totally. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's for damn sure.
Or it's actually think you're over taping another it. TV show because
or
I,
another
I didn't
TV show because
movies, but
right.
Yeah.
We all used to VHS or beta tape stuff.
Or think you're taping it and come home and it's not fucking
it's not.
Recorded and you don't
or
have a DVR
channel.
Or an like, internet
because
who knows how to use a fucking VCR? Who knows?
For fuck's sake, nobody. Nobody.
No. I still own you, two yeah. of them.
Oh my God!
I own VHS VCRs in this house.
Can I borrow one? Because I still have like movies to show in classes that are VHS-y.
Wait, don't schools still at all have VHS?
No.
Why?
I don't even have a DVD player. If I want to show something, I have to go through my
computer. It can be converted from VHS
Aaron,
to digital,
crazy.
And then you can play it on DVD.
They don't have TV carts anymore? Like,
oh, remember that? Remember when you used to go into the
class
and with
yeah.
the film and yeah, the two yeah, projectors.
Oh,
when
you
watch,
and you
knew that
and
was
you
a fun
so
day.
And when you watch the film, everything looked like this, everything. And now
and
we go into the Serengeti.
Fun
and every
day,
because
you're watching
the Serengeti.
Oh my God, that's
all the yeah, the old 16mm
oh,
films.
Yeah.
Now
love
here's
it.
That's great.
Little bit of trivia about me, whether anybody gives a shit about it or not.
We do.
When I was in high school, I used to literally walk in every day, and it was one of those things where I had worked my way through high school, so I took minimal classes because I had the credits.
Sure.
I used to walk into school every day, and they would literally hand me a set of keys to the school, and I worked in the AV because I fixed all the film projectors, the slide projectors. I hooked up all the VCRs. I did
of
all
course
of that.
You did.
And
yeah.
then also when the business wing of the school was being built and we moved from the small area, I was in charge at, 16, 17 mm-hmm. years old. I was the one who moved all of the computers and set up all the printers. I did all of that for my high school.
Oh my
also,
God.
He went to the janitorial department and fixed all of the vacuums.
Yes.
Actually, ooh, it was pre-vacuum session.
Did you have to move
I appreciate that.
I like
dot matrix printers? Because kids also will not get to peel that
the
shit
tractor,
off the side.
The tractor feed
that's
sides.
That's a thing they'll never do.
They'll never do that
yeah, but these guys, I don't know that you two would... remember this, but I would think you would with the computers, how it was like the green.
Oh, the green screen, the CRTs, the green.
Cursor.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
and like you
yeah.
had
oh,
to build something
yeah.
and it was
oh,
all
yeah.
on the floppy disk
no.
stuff.
Oh, yeah. I remember floppy disks, but I have no
being
idea what
floppy.
That is. Yeah.
Well, there were two, and there was a floppy disk that was about that big,
yeah.
and there was the big floppies.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if I remember
oh,
that.
I
and
don't.
Then there were tape drives.
What's that?
I don't
you used
know
to put a cassette
that.
In and it would record it on a cassette.
Not a regular
okay,
cassette.
Okay, that's way old.
Yeah. Well,
actually,
my first
that would have been
my,
after wouldn't
my
it?
First computer was in the early 80s. It was a Commodore VIC 20, and the data was literally like looked like a cassette recorder.
Yeah.
And you would type programs, and you would type a million lines uh-huh. of code to merely make the computer say hello.
Right.
And you would record it the program on a little cassette tape.
Yep.
Swear to God.
Keep in mind, have you ever seen War Games? With Matthew Broderick?
No.
You need to. Would you like to play a game
Roger
today?
Ooh, that sounds scary.
No, it's a computer.
But it's the first movie where like a computer takes... I take the back. Not the first movie, but in the 80s. The computer takes over and they play... It's a war game. Doesn't the government get involved because they think it's real?
They do because it was actual code.
Yeah.
Something. And yeah. Ali Sheedy, Matthew Broderick.
Very good. Another Ali thing. Sheedy. Kids today will most likely not know... anything about answering a phone without knowing who's calling in advance.
Oh, I have a story about that, too.
True.
Other things. Missing the final episode of your favorite TV show and then having to wait all summer to find out when
what
they
happened.
Air it again before the season
who
starts.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Now they had that on magazines. But, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Kids today to understand needing to mail out your bills, but you ran out of stamps.
No. Never. I still mail my bills with stamps.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Planning to meet up with friends when you really don't feel like it, but they're already on the way and you don't have a way to contact them to text to say, I don't want to go. Because if you've committed on the phone when you didn't know they were calling, you got to go.
Do you know what that's called?
When you didn't know they were calling. I didn't know who this was.
AKA Aaron's personal hell.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Yes. Yeah. Oh, God, I hate following through on shit.
Now, I don't know much about this because I was not, I'm not a gamer. I was never really into video games that much. But apparently it was a thing at one point to blow into the cartridges on your Nintendo, to fix
it. It doesn't work. You pick it up. You do this.
That I know.
Yeah. You blow the dirt out
and then
of
you
it?
Back in.
Yeah. Is that blowing the dirt out of the cassette?
Yeah, and it worked every fucking time.
AABB, select start. Up, down. Wait. AABB, up, down, up, down, select start. It was a code for one of the Nintendo games.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
True story.
Wait, you remember that, but you don't even know your own name.
I couldn't have recited it, but I remember
it. You remember that there was that.
Okay. AABB.
I remember doing it.
AABB, up, down, select start. I think it was the code for it was the Infinity.
It was like
code on Contra.
It was something about lives.
I think it was the Infinity Lives code. But also, I had the Game Genie, which gave me Spread Gun Forever, and it was amazing. The Nintendo was like the
motherfucking
shit.
Have you decided that you're doing this here?
No, I'm not. But I'm just gonna stir it up.
A B.
What's happening?
Don't do that here.
Is Kelly doing it? Are you gonna go home?
I'm gonna go home.
Yeah, she's gotta run. She gotta run an errand. She'll be back.
But I feel always like a little bit of a doctor. So what I'm doing right now...
Well, just leave it in the bag. You're not helping anything. You're going to do all this when you get home.
You think I should?
Well, yeah, you shouldn't do it.
Yeah, absolutely you should.
Don't take it out of the bag.
Just not take it out of, like, the hypodermic.
No, that's like sterile.
Do not open that here.
Careful, you might get herpes.
Okay.
AABB what?
I think it's AB.
What are you doing?
See. Hold on, let me Google.
That's what I was doing.
Contra. Okay, like, if you Google the
Contra...
Contra, Infinity Lives, and it was the coolest thing actually ever because it wasn't with the Game Genie, which was the new thing that you could like put on to get Infinity Lives. It was a secret only in this game, Contra.
Kind of like the Starbucks menu.
Yeah.
That private menu.
But we can look that up online.
It's a total private menu.
So this was
you
like...
You can look it up on Google.
This was...
Totes didn't know.
But it was like the coolest thing.
You can get like
and it was
a Nutella shit.
As soon as you pressed
Nutella drink.
Power.
Yeah.
On the game, as soon as you press power, like before the screen came up. You had to like real quick get the code in, and if you didn't get it in, then you were like either pissed or over.
Yeah. That's what she said.
That is what she said. Up, down,
oxymoron.
left, right, AB, select, start. That's what it was.
I never knew that existed.
It was. It made me feel like a video game
professional. By the way, that's not Atari.
No, that's Nintendo.
Atari was kick-ass.
Oh, I used
Nintendo.
Asteroids, I ruined so many joysticks because you had to force that joystick up.
What about Intellivision?
I had Intellivision, and we had Intellivoice.
Oh.
The Intellivoice was the intermediate.
That sounds fancy.
There was the Intellivision console made by Mattel, and you had the cartridges, but once they came out
with
Intellivoice, it was a thing you plugged in to the console, then the game cartridge, and it talked. All of the voices were very similar. It was all very, you know.
Number five alive.
Right, something. But no, it was like all of the games had.
Don't do it.
Of the games had voices to it, but you had to have a special module.
That's awesome. Yeah, but, I don't remember anything about that.
I'll be back in about 10 minutes.
Okay.
Enjoy the shot up your ass. Do me a favor.
Don't say
that. Have a shot while you're gone.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe don't drive with the beer. Oxymoron.
No, I'm just going to put this in the
fridge. If you have cookies at home.
Babies,
you want to bring.
Good luck.
Oh,
good luck, Drake.
Clayton wants cookies.
She'll be back in a minute. If you got some, okay.
Be safe.
Yeah, we'll be back.
Pot cookies, pot gummies.
What else is on there?
Other things that the kids will understand. Wanting to know what the lyrics of a song are, but the booklet, the CD only has the song titles.
Yeah. Oh my God! You remember you'd open it up and be so frenzied about it, and then
you were very upset when you opened it, and it was just blank.
Right.
Yeah.
Or just the credits of who played on it.
It didn't flap open. It just. Oh, and then you had to make them up.
I think my favorite part is that I would like to know who is listening. If we haven't bored you fucking senseless yet, but that who is listening that
doesn't remember this stuff?
That truly doesn't remember this. Mm-hmm. It'd be awesome.
I'm sure there are. Obviously there are.
Do we have any babies in the chat room tonight?
Well, the kids, I'm sure, like Richard and Steven, they're all younger. They understand. Another thing, and I remember doing this, I still have the cassettes.
Well, Harrison is young.
I still have the cassettes from when I used to do this.
Wow.
I really try. Come
waiting
on.
For your favorite song to come on the radio so you can hit the record button.
Yeah, record button. Because you had to call and request it.
Right.
I request Forever Love.
A long distance dedication.
Yeah. Oh,
I like this one on the list. MySpace.
Just that. I need MySpace. Means two totally different things to people.
Looking through endless yellow pages to find a number.
Oh,
or a phone book, period.
Thank God for the white pages.
Isn't that nice?
Again, another thing that they need to stop throwing on my front porch.
Yeah.
Yellow pages, white pages.
Oh, I'm done with that shit. Yeah, it's 2014.
Why are they doing that?
All I have to do is hit my phone, say, okay, Google, give me the number to blah, 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 and boom, it's there.
Yeah, I don't need that shit anymore.
I don't need, nobody,
I thought
nobody
that years ago I had requested, don't do that anymore, because again.
I just got one a couple weeks ago, I feel
like. Yeah, and they still put them up.
I don't know if it was me. Maybe it was me. They threw them out, and I threw them back at them. Because it always is, they come by in a van.
Right.
And the van is full, and they just keep throwing them up, and I threw them back.
Good. Take this shit.
I don't need
and then
this
they
shit.
Call the police.
Save the planet.
Like it hit this the guy in the back of the head.
This is a good one because we will remember this because we're of a certain age.
Well, we.
We. Well, still. Maybe, no, I think she'll remember this too. This is going to Walmart or any discount store and waiting a day for your disposable photos to get developed.
Oh yeah.
The disposable cameras.
Yeah. Yes.
I was.
Or just film in general.
Well, true. Yeah.
I took a Europe trip. In high school, it was like my sophomore year, and we went on a band trip to Europe. Yeah, I'm very fancy.
Yeah.
And I remember I brought a large Ziploc bag full of film. I must have had 15, 16 rolls of film.
Of actual film, not cameras.
$9,000
the film. Later. You bring them all home, and half of them are fucking blank, and half of them are blurry. Yeah. It's funny, because this morning I was cleaning a closet.
And you're paying for all of them.
And I was looking through some old pictures, and I have so many blurry, disgusting pictures, and you can't like go through and select which pictures you want from your camera. I mean,
no, true. But now, obviously, now you can.
Right, but yeah. So, and my sister was just gone. Oh God,
what?
Richard,
that's funny, Richard.
I remember a few, but only because my family always loved old things like that.
But not that Contra ship. Nope.
Contra ship.
Tick, tick, up, down, right? AB.
Oh God, that's fucking funny.
But my sister has just spent a year in South Africa. She comes home next week, and she didn't have to bring rolls of film.
No. She has one phone.
She has a... Right. So, well, right. She
and was able to post it and share it real time.
Right.
Sure.
Whereas, had I gone, nobody would have heard from me for a year.
Right.
Is she still alive? We don't know.
Right. You would have had to send a letter.
A letter that I hand wrote.
Right. Mm-hmm. Isn't that funny? I love that stuff.
Continuing on with our list of things that kids today will not ever understand. Having to call to book a flight. They don't have to. In fact, I think it would be weird to have to call somebody and say, okay, I need a flight that leaves on this day and this day between this time and this time.
Oh, my God.
I'm sure there are people.
There used to be, down here, there's a Dillard's, right?
I think there's still a Dillard's in Scottsdale.
There may be. Right. Scottsdale Fashion.
Yeah, I think that's the only one.
And for those outside of Phoenix or Arizona, Dillard's is a retail store, Sears, Macy's, or whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, we used to go there to book all of our flights.
I remember that now.
That's where we got our concert tickets.
And the concert tickets.
I got my concert tickets.
I totally forgot about that.
At Dillard's. The customer service counter or whatever.
Because I remember that the commercials on, when whatever concert would come on the radio, they get your tickets at your local Dillard's.
9 a.m. this Saturday. And we line up the night before.
That's right.
Oh, I completely forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I had that sitting there for Dillard's Travel, I would call. We had our own travel agent.
Right. That's when travel agents did a job.
My aunt was a travel agent. And I mean, aside from being retired now, but I mean, I don't think
there's no.
I really don't think there's that much of a demand for that job anymore.
I don't think so.
I can't. How would there be?
Well, unless like, oh, my whole family, we want to go on a cruise. We're going to book it. Can you just handle all of it?
There might be that. But I mean, I used to call my aunt all the time when I was going to fly out here to see mom before I moved here. And it was
It
was an act of Congress.
Yeah.
And then I have to drive there and get the printed out tickets. Right. Oh, my God.
Uh-huh. And don't leave them in the sun.
Oh, because they were back. Another thing the kids these days don't and won't ever understand. Going jogging and having to fight with your CD player because it skipped.
Oh, God.
Your Walkman?
Discman?
Yes, your Discman.
Oh, that's right. Hell.
Oh, yes. That's funny.
They will never understand what it's like to run home after school to watch TRL on MTV.
Total Request Live.
Yes.
I never did that. Seidel did all the time. Uh-huh. And so that's why I'm like, TRL. Oh, yeah. Awesome.
Waiting 800 years for a file to download and save on your gateway computer from your dial-up internet.
I just want to say oxymoron for everybody at home just to drink
oxymoron,
for funsies.
Drink. Oxymoron.
This one made me laugh when I saw this. when you were watching the TV Guide channel on cable and you were waiting for the channel, and you had to look away, and you realized you missed the channel, and you had to wait for it to come all the way down.
Cycle.
Yeah, they'll never know that.
No.
Not being able to skip to a certain scene with a click of a button on a Blu-ray or a streaming video.
Or how about music? You have to fast forward through four songs, and then you miss it, and then you rewind, and then you play, and then you...
Nope. Renting a tape at the video store and getting it home and realizing that somebody... Didn't be kind and rewind.
Oh, my God. And then you were mad. You're like, God, got to rewind that.
Waiting for...
Do you remember when rewinding had to be in a separate thing? I remember we had a VCR that played, and then we had a rewinding thing
Somebody had created a rewind-only product because they claimed that it saved your VCR. The VCR could rewind, but they had a separate rewind-only.
Yeah.
And I think it also did it faster.
Yeah, I think maybe faster.
Waiting for AOL dial-up to not only dial, connect, and then you've got mail. Then, when your mom picked up the phone to call somebody, disconnected you.
Mom, I'm on the phone she picks up another phone.
Kids today will never understand how to figure out directions by using a physical fold-out map.
I was just when we were in California, we were looking for places, and I thought, God, there was a time when I had actual maps in the car. Yep. I took it out. Right. I unfolded it to find something. And then I'm like, Siri, where's the closest Pinkberry? And then we're there.
Well, and then she says, Siri, shut up. You're a cunt. And then it goes on. There's a lot happening. We fight sometimes. It's an argument, really.
I throw my phone.
Going to the library and looking through books on a research paper.
How about looking for the book through the card catalog?
Or, yeah, the Dewey Decimal System. They don't know anything about that.
Oh, no.
Dewey Decimal System.
They will also not really understand the heartbreaking moment when you tried to burn a CD and weren't able to because there wasn't enough space on the CD for your playlist.
I was not a burner of CDs.
I don't know how to do it.
I burnt.
And then once that iPod thing came about, I was like, holy hell.
Yeah.
And another thing, and finally, the one of the last things that kids today won't understand. The disappointment of downloading a song from LimeWire.
Oh, God, remember
LimeWire? And realizing that it was a fucked up kids version of some other song.
Kids bop. Oh, yeah. God. I forgot about LimeWire. That's how you first got music.
It was a sharing.
No, you first got music by what he said with the recording from the radio. Right. And then some stupid fucker was always talking through it, like me.
Too many fun things. It is the beginning, the end of our second hour, the beginning of the third hour. Katie June will be right back. I've got Marnie Ryer, Aaron
Henderson.
I almost said Aaron Hernandez because I've been watching
Ernie Hernandez, everyone.
Him on the trial.
Oh, yeah.
Aaron Hernandez.
There's also an Aaron Henderson who's a DUI drunk football player, too. So
there's that.
Drink up, everybody. Oxymorons.
Hour three is coming up. I don't know if we have any more headlines. We have stuff to talk about. We'll figure it out. We got an hour to go, and Al's going to text us with our thoughtful vulgarity question. So many things happening. It's the show on Q Talk America. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to the show on Q Talk America. This is Q Talk America.
The following broadcast contains adult humor, language, and topics, along with partial nudity. Actual knowledge is used sparingly. The show is a result of a lost bet and a bad game of rock, paper, scissors. It's the show with Clayton McKee. And now, a man with a face for radio, Clayton McKee.
Good evening once again. This is Q Talk America. I'm Clayton McKee alongside Marnie Ryer, Aaron Henderson, and Katie June will be back in just a few moments. We are coming to you live from Studio C as we do each and every Tuesday from the heart of Phoenix, Arizona. We'd like to thank you all for joining us. We have people listening from Canada, New Zealand, the U.S. Everybody's in the chat room. Who are those kids in the chat room? I saw them moments ago.
Chat it up.
Steven's in there. And
Richard.
Richard's talking about
Harrison.
Fuck knocker.
I missed that.
Shit bag.
Shitbag. A cock juggling thunder cunt.
I don't know. Richard has got some issues with his
CD
player.
I love you. You make me laugh.
A cock juggling thunder cunt. I'm not sure what to do with it. I'm going to write that down.
I can't. There's a lot of things I can't ask about.
I think while I'm driving in Phoenix traffic, I'm going to be like, you cock juggling thunder cunt.
You could.
By the way, I might have done that earlier today.
She did. I don't want to talk about it.
Like I said, this is the beginning of Hour 3. Al Perkins is missing in action this weekend. He actually called in a little earlier. He is in P-Town this weekend for a vacation. And he will be texting us our thoughtful vulgarity question in just a few minutes. Katie had to step out for an errand, but Marnie had another headline she wanted to talk about. So go ahead, Marn.
God bless Florida, really.
Oh. Yeah,
you know, can you give me the...
Oh, yeah, the Price is Right sound.
Oh,
the
wait. New. Wait, where is it? It's right...
It's about Florida.
Oh, it's right here. It's this one.
Florida.
No, oh, I lost that plinko.
So we have to think... So we got this one.
Yep. It depends on the story.
Yeah, and then it's totally different. Those are three such different contexts.
Yep.
I just like to make sure. And then, well, if it's really boring, we got this. Wait, this one. Come on, load faster. What the fuck happened here?
That is
kids these days will never know.
Yelling, delay in old PCs.
At old PCs.
Oh, this one.
Or as Vicki Gumbelson on The Real Housewives of Orange County will do when Heather's talking, she just goes like this.
Well, she only Buddy Early really would get that. So, now.
Oh, Buddy Early, I love you.
Oh, Buddy.
I grew up castrating hogs on an Iowa farm.
What was that again?
My God.
I grew up castrating hogs on an Iowa farm.
Very good.
Oh, when I found that was one of my favorite things ever.
Wish you guys would do it. Carl, I wish you guys would do one of those things with the accents again. That's hilarious.
That one was so
funny. It was 911 calls.
It was funny to watch.
It was our new segment. We like to call it.
And now we take you directly to Studio C Theater, where we reenact the best of crime scene footage. Direct from crime scene footage. And now, our story for the day.
Bum, bum, ba, dum,
bam. Oh, that is very.
I've got to find more 911 calls that
that's
we can reenact because
hilarious.
That was very funny.
My this favorite part was Al and Katie like this.
They didn't know what we were doing. I had called her earlier today. I'm like, I'm going to need you to put on your acting hat for the show tonight. Okay, can you do an accent? God. Well,
okay. And turns out she could do 17 in one sentence.
As can you, apparently.
Yeah, it doesn't fucking matter.
Oh, fuck balls.
Oh, my God. I was dying. And she has. Cunt. She has checked about that.
Crime scene footage. Taken from actual
crime scene footage.
God.
Oh, that's good shit.
Hey, damn. By the way, listeners out there, if you can find even Tomo from Canada, anybody, if you've got 911 calls that you would like us to reenact, please send them to us via email or tag us in them on Facebook. We will be glad to reenact 911 calls or anybody that's listening. I don't care. Find it.
Yeah, anybody, because that was real funny.
We'll do them in our segment called Crime Scene Footage.
Oh my God, you guys are hilarious. Oh my God, that's awesome.
So. Oh, wait, before you start.
Uh-oh.
Oh, never mind.
What?
Just
okay. Good.
So a TSA agent.
Mm-hmm.
For anyone listening from Florida, that stands for Transportation Safety Administration.
Yes.
Because apparently when it comes to any kind of initials, they have a real issue. There was a reporter that was stopped by a TSA agent who did not know that the District of Columbia is in the United States.
Okay. It's landlocked, kind of. I mean, it's one of the gayest cities. Yeah.
You know, so there's that of the entire these United States. United States. Anyway, it's something that most students learn in elementary school, that the U.S., it says, is made up of 50 states and the District of Columbia. But apparently this Justin Gray, who was going from Orlando.
Oh, no, the TSA agent, poor thing.
The TSA, well.
Justin Gray's the reporter.
Justin Gray is the reporter.
Okay.
Found out it's a lesson that an Orlando agent with the TSA seemed to have missed. Maybe it was like me. It was the day he went there.
Okay.
So Gray, this reporter who lives in Washington, D.C., was flying out of Orlando and gave his driver's license to the TSA agent, as you do, right? You have your boarding pass, and here's my ID.
Right.
And the TSA agent said, well, it's not a valid form of ID. Gray said his license is legal and up to date. TSA agent did not seem to know what the District of Columbia was. And when Gray arrived at the security checkpoint, when he arrived there over the weekend. So Gray handed the man his driver's license again and demanded, or the TSA, I'm sorry, TSA agent handed it back to him and demanded his passport. Demanded. Gray said, I'm not
Doesn't
carrying
know District of my Columbia.
I'm not carrying my passport, and asked why he needed it. The agent said he didn't recognize the license. He asked the agent, the reporter did, if he knew what the District of Columbia is. And after a brief conversation, Gray realized, nope, he didn't.
Oh, my God.
Can you believe
now,
that shit?
Now, this is part of what I have an issue with. Gray was able to get through security.
Still got through security. Agent doesn't know District of Columbia. Says, okay, come in anyway.
Okay. And then stopped to complain to a TSA supervisor. Gray did, the reporter.
Yeah.
But the fact that he got through to go to apparently the TSA agent didn't know that was the capital. But anyway, critics of the TSA said that what happened to Gray is a sign that the problems at TSA are bigger than just not knowing geography.
They'll hire anybody.
I'm telling you, they simply have not been either applying or maintaining standards for good personnel. The spokesman that was that contacted Gray just minutes after he tweeted about this problem confirmed that the license is, in fact, an acceptable form of ID. Well, thank you for that.
Good to know. Good to know for all those people who live in the D.C. area.
That's right. Please don't. You do not have to run out and get a passport, which will take you a long time.
Unless you're flying out of Florida.
That's right. And or the country.
Now, continue. I do have a follow-up question.
This is almost done. The spokesman said that officers are trained to identify fraudulent documents.
Katie's back.
Yay!
I love it.
Yay!
Katie's back.
A shot and now a beer. I love this girl.
I'm back.
We're talking about a TSA agent that didn't realize that Washington, D.C.
The District of Columbia, licensed the District of Columbia, and the TSA agent wouldn't take his ID because he didn't know what it was from.
I don't know where that is.
Out of Florida. Not surprising.
Yeah.
Rewind the shock face.
Yes. Yeah. So the officers are apparently trained to identify fraudulent documents.
Wow. Are you getting a new car because of the key?
No, that is embarrassing.
That's part of it. Sorry, keep going. So they identify the fraudulent documents that can potentially deter and detect individuals attempting to circumvent their layer of security. Obviously, an ID, driver's license out of D.C. would not be one of those. It makes you wonder what's going on with their training and policies. But now, this is the good news. TSA spokesman told Gray that all TSA agents in Orlando are being shown copies of the District of Columbia driver's license.
Good.
You're safe to fly.
I would say that they might also want to show them a map of the U.S. and just let them know that there are contiguous 48.
Directly up.
There's a district here, and then there's one way up north. You can see Russia from.
And then there's one up in the ocean.
It's floating out there.
There's one down there where the Japs know where it is, and it's called Hawaii.
Hey,
unintentional.
Thanks, Grandpa. Sounds like my grandfather, who actually says that in real life.
It is not related to the story.
Go ahead.
Richard told us to look up cock juggling thunder cunt on Urban Dictionary. I have it for you. It's a noun.
A
rare individual. When found in its true form, I think it means safe form. It says from. When found in its true form, it manages to combine the quality of bitch, blabbermouth, and cum dumpster.
Rick Santorum.
In a veritable shitstorm of evil. The cock juggling thunder cunt is in fact so evil that it transcends the plane of the urban and lives in the plane of the spiritual. Spiritually speaking, it is akin to if Satan douched out his vagina. Assuming he had a vagina and was prone to acts of vaginal hygiene and then left the contents of his vaginal douche in the fridge for like a month and a half because Satan's a big asshole and would do that kind of thing, even though it would be mean to all the butter and yogurt to start to smell like douche. I'm not even halfway finished. And you'd have to throw it out because he didn't even have the common sense to open up another thing of baking soda because I know there's already one in there, but he knows it's old. The cock juggling thunder cunt should be avoided at all costs. A friend or relative beginning an intimate or sexual relationship with a cock juggling thunder cunt requires strict measures of spiritual salvation, including not unlimited to, dude, what the fuck? All right.
Not come unlimited
out.
To.
Not.
Come out with dude, us tonight. What the fuck? We're going to get you laid. If you in yourself encounter a cock juggling thunder cunt, call her out as one, then jingle any loose change you have in your pockets as a distraction.
Yes.
And back away slowly. Squirrel. If she corners you, just remember her fatal weaknesses, that all her friends hate her, the combination of Sex in the City and cookies and cream ice cream, and of course, cock juggling. And then there's an asterisk. It says, very important note, cock juggling thunder cunt is a very powerful term and should only be used socially as a sort of coup de grace. See below with an example by the asterisk. It says, can I have a blowjob? No. Can I please have a blowjob? Still no. Here, Susie represents the cock juggling thunder cunt.
Wait, I have four cock juggling thunder cunts.
That was a lot of reading.
I am exhausted.
Ann Coulter.
Yeah. Oh, huge.
Jan Brewer.
Yep.
Sarah Palin.
Good.
And Michelle! Yes! Richard, I love you. And you will never hear those words again out of my mouth, because that's her ex-husband. But...
wow. I stay away from saying, Richard, I love you.
Except for this, Richard. Oh my god, that's fucking awesome.
Oh, look at I'm a guy, llama guy. Meow Cal said it would have been easier if they just put a picture of Michelle Bachman on the page and saved
some
words.
Oh my god, it would have.
It would have saved me some fucking air, too. Jesus.
I'm wondering.
I'm debating whether or not that's
how did, wait, I read picture books to children.
Juggling Cunderthun. How did that.
Thunder?
What did I call it? A
Cunderthun.
It's because we were talking about Discman, and when
dyslexia.
You had your Discman, like, and you're playing
that's
CD, and you were jogging with your Discman, and it skipped.
And it was horrible.
Yeah. Right. And Richard referenced a skipping Discman to a cock-juggling cunderthunt, as Katie would say.
Which is an oxymoron.
Thank you.
Ding, ding. Well, everybody drink. Yay!
If you're not drinking at home,
to Al and all listeners,
then we're not very funny. So keep drink up.
Lord.
Wow.
I'm amusing me. I don't know about my life.
I am exhausted by that. What you just read.
Me too, but I'm Googling it.
You know, the best part is I could also read it upside down if it had, like, in a picture book style.
And
I could,
if she flips it and holds it. Certainly. But that is
a gift.
That is Jan Brewer, Michelle Bachman, Sarah Palin, and that goddamn Ann Coulter.
She's the queen.
Can't we put a hashtag Ann Coulter suicide?
Cock juggling thunder cunt.
Do those have pits in them?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, no, thanks.
I could take the pit out if you want.
I can't stand it.
You just got to pry it out with your teeth.
No.
It's too weird for you.
Too weird.
This one's got kind of. A little schmarm on it.
Meow cow. This one too. We're on the same page. I love it.
Can't go for that. No can do. I can't go for that. No can do. Really? Really?
What?
Aaron, you have no idea?
I even know that, Aaron. That I even know that. And I don't know much. Nothing.
Hall & Oates?
But I know I love you.
No can do can't. Oh, cheese and rice. Come on. I got to
find. She's a rich girl.
I know that song.
Okay, so that's right.
Remember I make up words? Remember I make up words because it wasn't in the thing?
Yep, you're right.
Oh, my God. She's a bitch girl.
Those are the right words.
Oddly, that was about a gay man. Did you realize that song was written about a gay man?
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that. Gay men didn't exist then.
Or did Oates write that for
Oates? I don't know, but all I know is that...
Aw, that's sweet.
Gay as can be.
I can't believe that you don't... I'm just really surprised that you don't know that song.
It wasn't on Broadway.
What is
it? It may have been.
I know songs. I listen to Broadway and talk radio.
Yeah, that's true.
I understand
that's
that.
That's real true.
That's all I listen
to. No, I was going
to,
because here's the
problem.
And let's talk about sex, baby.
Oh.
Right.
KJ.
You don't know this song?
It sounds like porn music.
I want to download it and listen to it on the
way
home.
It's not.
Totally.
No
can do. Oh, I can't go for that. Oh, my God. It's so 80s. No can do. I can't go for that.
for that.
No, but this is fun to listen to you guys. Hey, that's right. Karaoke in the station tonight.
Stop, boy, do you dare me to draw the line?
Like the ding ding.
Yeah, whatever. All right. Or we're going to get sued.
This that is going to be my next karaoke song, as a matter of fact. I should
don't
like
give me that face.
I need
Marty
to download
Meyer.
That. That's my next karaoke
well
song.
Well played.
All right. Now, Katie, you're back. You're mm-hmm. good. You're ready to go. We think things are happening. You think you're going to make it?
I'm hoping. Katie Joan, where am I sending? Yahoo or what? Yep.
What kind of shot did you take? Because this is funny.
Up in the butt, what? Bob. In the butt. Here we go, Katie.
This week in sports and other stuff, we've got some World Cup champions. And yes, even the blind can score against Brazil at this point.
Well done.
Major League Baseball loves gays. Alice Coachman. You may not know of her. She died at age 90. Oh. Elena Deladon mm-hmm. out for the season. And the Pope, oh. well, he loves some immigrant children. That and more.
And sports. And other stuff.
Okay, so.
I like that we now sing the other stuff. I think that should be the way for the rest of it.
Yeah, no, I'm up for that.
Everybody.
Sports and other stuff.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
Record that shit. That's good.
I like it.
Biggest sports situation that's been going on has been the
World Cup.
Isn't that now, on for like another month or some
shit? No, it's over. It's over. Germany won.
Oh, I knew that.
Wait a minute. Spoiler alert.
Just kidding.
Stop it. Oh, I was like, wait,
you're this such happened
on don't
Brad.
Record over it on your VHS.
What's happening right now?
Yeah. Oh, I recorded over friends.
So the one thing that I really think is most special about the World Cup is that it actually is like a World Cup, unlike Major League Baseball, where the World,
it's not
series,
the World Series
is America Series.
Is right. like some people
exactly.
in this country.
Yeah. Right.
Like the World Cup encompasses the world, right? Which is really kind of exciting. Now, we know there's been like a lot of drama and hoopla about Brazil and Rio, and they did some pretty shady shit host it.
Oh, they did displace so many people.
Displacing. The hosting. Okay.
Yeah, hosting of it. Right. You know, using like billions of dollars that could have been used toward, improving living conditions and humanitarian aid in their country instead, like, built a soccer field. Right. But regardless, it was really fun for the rest of the world.
Totally.
And the Germans are the World Cup champions.
For the fourth time.
Is this the fourth time in a row? Not in a row.
No. This is the first time in 24 years that they won it. They won it in like 44, 54, 70 something, whatever. Take 24 away from, as 80, whatever.
Oh, Christ,
anyway,
I can't
four, it's, they won it for four times.
That's
not in
cool.
a row. But yeah, they, 20, this is.
Time number five.
If there was only a way to look it up. I'll look it up. You continue on.
Okay. So they did win in extra overtime. A 1-0 win over Argentina. It was really, really intense. Nobody was scoring. Obviously, you know, the teams brought their best. And
well, I would hope so. It's the World Cup final game.
Right.
Jesus.
Mario Götze was the second latest goal in World Cup final history. So there's one goal that was made even later than this to win it. But Mario Götze from Germany made the winning goal. Side note, he has an ridiculously hot model girlfriend in Germany.
Yes.
So they were making out afterwards. Interestingly, that was totally acceptable, them making out, and
sure.
everyone loved it,
sure.
including myself, and said, she's hot. Yes, make out with each other. But when
go, like Barbie and Ken.
Right? But when Michael Sam had a very similar, just smooch. I mean, make out. They were smooched, right? When Michael
a
Sam
celebratory
had
moment.
His celebratory moment smooch, it was like fucking next level shit, right. and everyone was losing it.
Don't put that in my face. I don't want to see
know.
It.
Like,
Germany, 54, 74, 90. And 14.
That's really exciting. Yeah. That's very cool. So go Germany. The best is that it actually comes from the Huffington Post. I wish I could take credit. But yes, even the blind player can score against Brazil at this point. It was a case of a player named Blind actually leading the seemingly blind Brazil in chase of the ball for the third place game. They lost. They did take fourth place. They had a historic 7-1 defeat to Germany
That's
in the semifinals,
crazy.
Which is like totally fucking unheard of.
Yeah.
In soccer, you don't score 7-1.
Typically, to have a 1 or 2 goal
lead
is huge.
It's big.
Yeah.
Big deal.
I mean, the final game was 1-0 in
right.
extra overtime.
Right.
Like in extra time.
I'm just going to point out that I played soccer goalie when I was in
Stop
high school.
It.
Yeah. I was like a defensive person. Sweeper, it's called. And then I was a soccer goalie. And being a fat midget, it's interesting yeah. to be soccer goalie. So there was one game where we played the best team in all of the region.
All of Minnesota?
Oh, for Christ, there were a few of the teams. Anyway, it was North St. Paul. God bless them.
North St. Paul?
Oh, God. What was
the team called?
North St. Paul.
North St. Paul.
Yeah, they were the North
St. Paul. They may
Saint
have been the Ballers. Oh, I didn't know what their name was.
Well, they should have been. They were a bunch of goddamn whores.
trying to teach those girls the abstinence only.
North St. Paul somethings. Anyway, I called them a few names or two.
Well, sure you do.
Yep. Like you do.
Like you do.
Anyway, so I there was a...
Keep going.
Yeah. But they beat us 9-2.
And 9-2?
Yep, yep. And
that's pretty...
I'm saying I was the goalie.
Ouch.
Well, see, here's what happened.
Ouch.
They had this
what happened was...
Well, what happened was, to tell the story in short form...
Too late. What in the fuck happened to you?
What in the chat? Richard what? Harrison and I, we came up with the solution. Just keep going.
All right.
Huh. Anyway, see, what happens is that if you have a team that's real, real good, you kind of become the blind.
Okay, right.
So I was kind of Helen Keller in the nets.
Yep.
Was really what happened. Because I dove for this one
ball. She dove.
Well, we're playing North St. Paul.
Yeah,
here.
Yeah,
I'll get it crushed on the cross.
Yeah,
anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
So, goddamn. Anyway, so I dove after this one ball, you know, and I didn't know that the goddamn pole was right there.
Oh,
and
shit bags, babe.
I slammed into the fucking thing.
Oh. Huh.
Oh, no.
Well, this is back in the day before, you know, they talk about all the concusses.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Or concussions, as we call them these days.
Oh, shit. Oxymoron.
Oxymoron. So anyway, I get up. I can't even see the fucking scoreboard anymore. I think it was 2-1 at that point, and then it just went downhill from there. But that's all.
From
it's
there.
Just a story about soccer is all I'm saying, just to relate it back to the panel.
I don't know why she told that story, Katie, but I'm going to give the floor back to you.
Yep. Okay. It was a Minnesota moment.
Yeah, I got concussed.
Oh, it was a Minnesota moment.
I was concussed.
Moment.
I felt like Lake Wobegon all of a sudden.
Oh, my God. Jack, yes. You want me to sing like Garrison Keillor?
I actually love Garrison Keillor.
You and Clayton can join that bandwagon. Yeah.
I know.
I'm a fan.
I hate him. Ugh. So anyway, there were just a lot of really bad tweets. I mean, just hard for what's-his-faces to take, for the Brazilians to take. Like, Brazil is so bad, even the blind are scoring. 2-0, blind the scorer, not just Brazil. Blind defending from Brazil. Blind scored and Brazil saw it coming. Blind because Brazil was blind. Anyway, sad stuff for Brazil. When you listen to them talk about it on their national news network, they were fucking pissed. And I couldn't understand.
Yeah.
I couldn't actually understand what
they were
Brazilians saying. And they were like,
were mad?
They were translating stuff. It was actually hysterical. They were talking about how this team was, I mean, it's intense. Like,
oh,
this
no, no,
team
no.
was
were
a
mad at the team.
Oh, yeah.
What about the coach?
Oh, yeah, the coach. The coach was it.
Right,
not
right.
the team. It was not the players.
Didn't the coach resign?
He should have.
He's going to get, like, run out of the country
if
he hasn't already.
I think if you look at it, I think I saw it in my head.
They were
he
talking
resigned.
About how he was a national disgrace,
oh,
like,
yeah.
get out of the country.
That was
I
after
mean,
the first 9-0 or whatever.
7-1. And then they lost their asses.
Place.
Yeah. To get fourth place. It was just, I mean, it feels
yes.
to the guy.
His name was Luis Felipe Scolari. He actually resigned after the World Cup was over.
He moved to, like, somewhere else.
Anywhere.
Alaska.
Anywhere.
Maybe Germany.
Yeah, literally. They'll welcome
He's
him.
Not coaching. No.
Anywhere but Brazil. They fucking hate him. So anyway, that was happening. So one more kind of exciting thing for soccer is that it's, you know, we've gotten a lot of new fans, right?
Oh, totally.
In the United States, which is really exciting because it's always been kind of one of those, like, sports we don't really watch or
unless
pay attention
it's the
to.
Olympics.
But
unless
everybody,
it's the
it seems
or
like.
Or the World Cup. But
everybody kind of had the World Cup fever. Well, it seemed as though a lot of people had the World Cup fever this year watching.
Yeah, where I haven't really noticed that.
Before
right. in the past,
and it's every 4 years, correct?
Uh-huh. Yep,
got it. Okay,
right. Good. So Tim Howard is our keeper on our team, and
he worked his ass off.
Wow, because he defended 15 some odd goals yep. right. in yep. their game, which was a World Cup record,
right.
and really, really amazing. So even though they lost,
but obviously disappointed because he's right. like, who gives a shit about that?
Katie, you happened to miss that week when Aaron filled in for you.
Yeah.
That, and I made the comment because
Aaron missed that week too.
Well, kind of. That
I heard the that. Day. I resemble that remark.
The game where he had defended all of those goals. Yeah. Was a Tuesday, and I was in the East Valley working for a client, and I had it on ESPN radio in the car. I listened to it as I was driving from Scottsdale over here, sat in the car, waited for a moment, ran inside, turned it on the TV. I've never in my fucking life have ever done anything with sports like that.
Sure.
Unless it was a halftime where Diana Ross is being flown in a helicopter in and out of ASU Stadium.
Right.
Other than that, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
That's the first time ever that I have given any crap about a sports thing that was happening. And it was the day that he was defending all of those goals and they went into overtime. Yes. You know, it all panned out. It all worked, whatever. But anyway, I was totally enthralled with it.
It's pretty cool.
They're hot.
Yeah, they are. They're good looking guys. And so everyone's kind of hopeful, you know, in the football, soccer world that it'll catch on a little bit more here. But
there were actually
10 facts on CNN, 10 facts about Tim Howard that you need to know. And a couple of them are pretty cool. You know, he's anti-fur. He's a big PETA spokesperson.
Okay. I am a PETA member. I can relate to the story now.
I think I'm tuned back out now.
A big, big, big time veg and anti-fur.
He's a veg. Satan's
veg. He's a complete vegan? Thunder
well, I don't know. He's a vegetarian.
Okay.
He's a super, super PETA guy. He lives with Tourette's syndrome, which is interesting.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I just wrote down Tourette's.
She wrote down Tourette's and pointed at you, and I was like, Katie has Tourette's?
So many know it as a swearing disease, apparently, but only 10% of people with Tourette's actually swear uncontrollably.
I had two students this year with Tourette's. Two in the same class.
Bollocker!
I love that movie.
Wait, what is that from?
Oh my God, Amy Poehler is so
the
funny.
One with the Deuce Bigelow.
God damn, that's funny.
So he also scored a goal once, although he's been a keeper for his entire career. He one time scored a goal. A couple of other things are cool. And also they call him the modern Jesus, which is amazing. This is hysterical. Someone actually tweeted after the United States lost, it said, difference between Tim Howard and Jesus? Jesus had 11 guys he could trust. But
okay.
Anyway, it was fun to watch the World Cup. Congratulations, Germany, and all of the above. So
I'm actually going to miss it because what I would do is I would just put it on the big flat screen in the living room.
Yeah.
Right.
All day.
Yeah.
Other music was on, but I would just walk through the living room. You know, they'd do a shot of this guy and a shot of that guy and a shot of that guy.
You just wanted the
eye
candy.
I just did shots all day.
Eye candy.
Richard just said the only reason he tolerates soccer is because the guys are hot.
They really are.
Richard, that's exactly what I'm saying.
Yep. Kelly and I can even both agree, like, the guys are they're good looking. They're just a good looking group of guys.
There's a lot of hot boys.
I'm going to pay for this shit later.
No, Jodie Foster doesn't play, honey. You can't watch her play in soccer.
But the girls are good looking also.
Megan Rapinoe. There's a girl soccer?
Yes.
Where is it? I know, I swear to God.
The girls.
Is there really?
Until you got to this show, I didn't know about WNBA.
Watch us be on the same team.
Yeah.
The girls are better than the boys.
And they're fucking also
hot.
Who is this? Megan Rapinoe, who was in the body issue.
Mia Hamm.
Aaron, if you
Brandi Google Chastain back in the day, she's the
ripped
one that
off
ripped
the
off
shirt.
Her shirt.
Boom, shakalaka.
When she scored the goal in extra. Done.
Yeah. Women's soccer.
And it's not only because
soccer players
like,
are just
really?
Hot.
Ew.
Just soccer.
That Rapinoe person.
Megan Rapinoe.
Megan,
the one who came out.
No, she's so cute, and she was just in.
Who are you all?
She was just in the body issue.
She's a blonde.
She was in the body issue of ESPN this year, and she looks ridiculously hot.
Who did you say
now? differ.
Yeah.
Not a fan, but and now maybe even not today at all. But Mia Hamm, Brandi Chastain.
Even
Brandi
that Chastain other girl
looks a little worn.
Who's the other keeper that we had on our team who is actually just been arrested for domestic abuse against her sister?
That's Hope Solo. She was on Dancing with the Stars.
But she's hot. I mean, they're hot.
Oh, God, I disagree with that one.
I think
I'm going to actually disagree. Well, I think that if she stands still and doesn't speak, she's okay.
She also moves like a horse.
Yeah, she's a,
she's really not a good dancer.
When she's in uniform.
I didn't watch her.
She did. I'm a lesbian.
No, uniform.
She so did. About the uniform.
She did. Note self. She did a dance to a song from Rent, it's burned in my brain how bad it was.
Oh no!
Yeah, and it like really, ruined.
Now I'm gonna have to Google that.
Ruined.
No, it really is bad.
I need to Google
painful.
It.
Painful. She really.
I just posted a link on our our chat room.
Oh, fuck.
I just posted a link of girls in hot girls in soccer.
Oh,
I don't know
see,
if
there you go.
Nice. And the thing is, oh God, I can't even.
You've got to be kidding me.
That's the first thing that came up, and I wasn't sure. Is that?
Did you look at it yet,
no,
ladies? Just
go
they're,
ahead.
They're naked.
No, they're not.
Oh, not naked.
They're painted.
I mean, they are hot girls in soccer.
Oh, God, I disagree.
Gonna say that the one on the right, no, and the one on the left, kind of buck-toothy, but I'm a big girl, so maybe I got nothing to say. Now, what
your girlfriend is sitting right next to you.
You're all welcome.
That's what I just said.
You're welcome.
But.
It's my show.
It's
okay.
Well done.
So here, moving along.
Thank you, Katie. Keep going.
Moving along. You know, big day for Major League Baseball today.
Yeah, yay, gay.
Right? It was a very big day. 1 year. So 1 year ago, MLB issued a policy prohibiting players from harassing and discriminating against other players based on sexual orientation.
Mm-hmm.
The commissioner, Bud Selig, appointed former outfielder Billy Bean, who is a very popular name in baseball, as the first ambassador for inclusion is his new title. Announcement was made today at the Fan Fest following the town hall chat. And this was all happening in Minneapolis.
Nice.
Bud Selig and Billy Bean were accompanied by Luther Burke.
I don't know who that is.
The sister of late former Major League outfield Glenn Burke. I don't know that.
I thought you were going to say Delta.
I was thinking anyone else that I knew.
Because that black guy died from that show.
Yes.
Oh, yes, he did. Yeah, we talked about that.
Misak Taylor. We talked about
Misak Taylor. Yeah. I was administering help to the dog.
So what's really cool is that Billy Bean, he will provide guidance and he's also publicly out, which we've known since 99, provide guidance and training related to his efforts in support of LGBT community. He'll develop educational training initiatives against sexism, homophobia, and prejudice. And he'll be present at major industry events and things like that.
To our knowledge, and I haven't really followed, but I don't think anybody from MLB has come out, right? Nobody?
No current day players are open. There are some retired players including Billy Bean. One of the things that I thought was really neat, and I might not phrase, I won't get the quote right, but that I saw today said that, and Bud Selig had come out and said that this is Jackie Robinson's sport. And we owe this to this sport came
that's
from.
That's a very good analogy.
That we are open and inclusive at every
Everyone.
Turn.
Right. So if you can play. Well, wait. What was it from? Was it from football or was it from basketball? Where somebody came and said, if you can play ball.
Hockey.
Was it hockey? If you can,
you can play. Right.
So
I brought that thing and it was amazing.
Who gives a shit? I don't care what you do.
If
you can come out and swing a bat, hit a ball, and
nobody
not.
Who gives a shit?
Who cares?
Right. And so it's interesting. He just kind of said, anytime if there's a curve that we have to round, then we will round it. We're going to continue to adapt. So. Really exciting. They have updated their workplace code of conduct, and it's just a very, very cool thing. So go Major League Baseball.
Yeah, absolutely.
And, they're certainly not ahead of the curve.
That's not an oxymoron.
No, it's definitely not an oxymoron. But they're not ahead of the curve, they are adapting really well without having an openly gay player that they have to, are faced with.
I feel like the more that it's gone on, obviously, we've been through this with NFL. Chloe was and you had a...
She has a story,
There are so many other things. I mean, the NHL dealt with it. Uh-huh. We've gone through with NFL, right?
Absolutely.
Yep.
Now because of the new guy that came out, Michael
Sam.
Thank you. Who's with the Rams?
So don't you feel that we are getting And I don't mean tomorrow, and I don't mean next week, but doesn't it really feel like we're getting really close to the, who fucking cares?
Yeah. Well, and that's where we need to get to. There's always going to be the step back.
No, there's always. And there's always a redneck in the crowd.
There I ain't going to go out to fucking sports with them queers just playing.
And then go away.
By the way, next week on Crime Scene Footage.
Oh, I want that character to come back, please.
But seriously, there are always going to be. I mean, there are people, and as
there are still people that don't like black people.
Right.
There are still people that don't like that's interracial real clear. But, couples.
Oh, right.
But racial.
But don't you feel that we're? I mean, it's crazy. Yeah. In the past, I would even say in the past 2 to 3 years.
Yes.
We have gotten the
it's
hurdles
because of our show.
No, it's not. But
singularly.
But I think it's insane that the hurdles that have been cleared in, like, even when I go to like the HRC events and the other things, when I see it just becomes like, who cares?
Yeah. So as someone who interacts with the youth of America, which is a frightening, frightening fact, I have noticed a huge trend in the fact that, you know, especially during election years, I can't talk my political views, but we certainly discuss both sides and we look at current events. And the way
that's
got
to be, I'm so glad during the last
election, it was really difficult because I scrapped social studies curriculum for 2 months and did only election, and we did.
We
researched into every topic.
Did it
both sides.
Very respectfully.
I have to.
No, but it, good for you.
Well, thank
Mitt
you,
Romney. Kids, right. Come
seriously.
On in. Let's learn about Obama.
And then we did a big kids voting thing, and we set up election. It was really fun. Anyway,
that is so cool.
Yeah, it was really fun. But I've noticed that gay rights is not an issue for these kids. They're like,
they don't
whatever.
Care.
They don't care. Care.
They're people.
And when you talk to kids, like if they say there's kind of a thing in sixth grade, if any kid says like that's so gay, the teacher will send them to me to talk to them about it because they know I have the words, not because I'm gay, but because I have the words to talk to them about. Like, pick another word and what did you really mean? And
well, and she has like a safe place.
The safe space,
zone,
the glistening safe
your,
space.
Your homeroom is?
Yeah. And so.
Do they still have homerooms? I don't understand how school works anymore.
Similar-ish.
But I have a safe space sticker on my classroom and they come in. Yeah. And they really like, I didn't even think about that. You're right. Okay, bye. Like, it's not even an issue.
And remember when we were going to be called on it. Oh, my God. They just need to be called on it now.
And they're like,
right. I shouldn't say it.
Right.
And it's calling them on it early,
right?
To where it becomes so it doesn't become an ingrained part of the vocabulary.
Sure, sure. Two words not allowed in my classroom: gay and retarded. You slip and you say shit. I'll let it go.
Al can come in,
right?
Yeah, I'll let it go if you swear in my classroom. But you say gay or retarded as anything other than their actual purpose
and or a diagnosis.
Fuck you, you're out.
So what else is really interesting,
sorry,
and Marnie sent
got
me this.
Off task.
Yeah, no, but it's all kind
I'm
of like
Al playing the part of Al tonight.
It's all engaged. It's all with
nope,
the same stuff.
Used
that
it all
Chloe,
differently.
That Chris Chloe has threatened to actually sue the Vikings over allegations of anti-gay conduct. Yep, I just got this article from Marn, so thank you. Of course, Chris Chloe is no longer with the Minnesota Vikings.
He's no longer with anyone
I'm
aware of.
That's on
no, because he went to. He went to
California.
The Raiders.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then I believe not with anyone, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, we hope he gets.
I'm so sorry.
He's the ultimate free agent.
He's kicked tennis balls for Rasmussen.
He's going to actually just have a lawsuit, and hopefully that will go really well. He's suing the team over allegations of anti-gay conduct by the coach. He's seeking an internal investigation. They accuse the Vikings of reneging on a pledge to release a report that was done. Their internal investigation. They're not releasing it. The Vikings hired outside lawyers to examine Chloe's claims that special teams coordinator Mike Prefer used slurs and taunts to try to quash Chloe's outspoken support for gay marriage.
When he was still with the team.
Right. Of course, this Prefer denied the allegations. Chloe was cut in May of 2013 after 8 seasons. And he felt, I believe, that it was because some of it had to do with his outspoken nature.
He also wasn't doing as well. I mean, just to point out, like, to play fair.
Well, that's what I mean. That's what I'm saying. Like, it wasn't entirely that, but it had something to do with it.
Poorly. He just wasn't doing as well as he had, so I think they were able to.
And isn't that the same argument that they had with why can't I think of his name? The other dumbass.
Ian Bidet?
Oh, Ian Brendan.
No, the The other player who just was all about Jesus and all that shit.
Tim Tebow.
Okay. The same thing, because when his...
Yeah, but suck it, because I don't want to talk about Jesus. Sudden, gay rights, yay, Jesus.
Right, no, but I'm saying... But,
Jesus was gay rights.
Hold on. Right, because that's everybody true. Was Jesus on board with him, but when his player status changed because his stats went down, it's like, not because of Jesus, it's because you don't play well.
Right. And he was bringing a lot of controversy.
Does the baby have defects from the narcotics?
You have Chris Cluey. And who plays well, who just happens to stand and be very articulate, perhaps I'm a little biased, on all of the things. But then you have Tim Tebow, who I'm Jesus-y, so everybody can let that part go. I'm not trying to be an ass.
You're not crazy.
But no, but you have Tebow. He just was not a good player. Like, I'm not even kind of making that up.
So how did he get, aside from the Jesus, how did he get to the, because was he a kicker?
No, he's a quarterback.
Remember, he'd pray. He'd go down.
He got into there. Like, he played well-ish.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden...
So that's what brought him to the height was all the Jesus stuff.
And then he got...
A fictitious character that may or may not be believed in by some people who believe that book.
Yahweh.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Definition.
When all of a sudden Tebow would go, and there were a lot of, ironically, oxymoron, Hail Marys that were thrown, truly... And people were catching him. Tim Tebow is Jesus. No. Really, he's not.
Yeah.
He just happened to have good people
around him.
So, gotcha.
Anyway, digress. But they are two totally different kind of things. Statistically, his stats were okay coming out of Denver.
But clues are still good?
Clues were still good. They've gone down.
But you know, there are also other players who people think are great that get cut for whatever reason. It sucks. Yeah. But either way, he's standing up for not his career, but like, here's what was like done wrong while I was there. That's Let's talk about it.
Because that guy's a douchebag.
Yeah.
That coach.
The special teams coach. So really here's something that's kind of exciting. So obviously there's always a first, right? And I found information about the first black woman that ever won Olympic gold.
I'm loving this.
Has died.
Okay.
Yeah, she just passed away.
I'm not loving she died.
No. It's okay.
She was 90. The Rosa Parks of the Olympics.
It's really true. So she was a track and field star, Alice Coachman. She was actually, there's a photo of her here doing, looks like high jump. In 1948, she was the first black woman to win a gold medal in the Olympic Games. She was 90 when she died. So really, like, great life, right?
Did you say Alice Coachman?
Alice Coachman.
I'm looking her up right now.
Oh, yeah. She won her gold medal in the high jump at the Summer Games in London. Alice literally set the bar with her accomplishments at the 1948 Games. But the Olympic champion is only part of her incredible legacy. It says that she inspired generations of athletes to be their best, and she will be missed. Kind of just talks a little bit about her college career and her family, and ultimately just, she's a history maker. And so
I like that her shirt in a lot of these shots from yesteryear is, cause she's from Tuskegee.
Yeah.
She went to Tuskegee University.
And she has that shirt.
And I also think of the Tuskegee Airmen, who were a black corps of aviators during World War II. I didn't realize that, but that's very cool.
But very cool lady. So we honor the legacy that you set, Alice Coachman.
Alice
Deladon was the number two pick in the WNBA draft last year, number two only to Brittany Griner, and actually had a far superior rookie year than Brittany did, and she plays for Chicago Sky.
You saying that, and you love Brittany, so
I love Brittany, but Elena, one of the things last year that a lot of fans were kind of rumbling about is, God, we should have picked her. You know, she was the number two pick, but she really far surpassed Brittany. Now, in this second year, Brittany has really risen to the occasion and is outscoring and is like crazy.
Found her stride.
Yep. Yeah. And I think last year it was a lot of like celebrity mixed with first year. She was totally doing the celebrity thing. And
she's definitely found a happy medium.
And you certainly can't take away from the fact that whether or not she was playing as well, she brought the celebrity to it, and she brought a lot of focus to the sport the WNBA that was not there previously.
A lot of focus, a lot of attention, a lot of really incredible gay rights issues.
You notice
how
I talk
issues?
More on the show when Al's not here? I don't know if anybody else noticed that.
Yeah,
I just did.
It's good. I like it.
Continue.
I like it.
I talked a lot more before you started talking
now.
About sports.
But a
me
lot
too.
Of, but she is the face of the Nike Be True campaign.
True.
And which has spread across not only the WNBA, but a lot of other sports. So anyway, Brittany's great. Elena Deladon, anyhow, if you ever are interested, Google her personal story. It's really, really it's fantastic. She is sidelined indefinitely with Lyme disease. So she got Lyme disease.
Did you get that from a mosquito or a tick or something?
A tick. She got it in college. I didn't realize this, but there were a couple of pieces of the season when she played in college. She was out.
Sure.
And she showed up. To a recent game against Connecticut and said, I'm great. I can do this. I can play. And her coach noticed that she was had been sick. She was sluggish, real sluggish during the game. Anyway, she scored 13 points in this loss. She wasn't feeling well. She was checked into the hospital it was a recurrence of Lyme.
So Lyme disease will lay dormant for however many years.
It's my understanding that
Is it once you get it, you've got it, and it can lay dormant and reoccur?
Yeah. That's my understanding of Lyme disease.
I didn't realize that.
Yep. That you get it, and it's like it's an autoimmune thing, I think, is that you can have it forever and not be affected, or you can have kind of recurrences. And perhaps it's because she is so rough on her body. I don't know, but... she's an amazing player. She was just nominated to the WNBA All-Stars, which is happening on Saturday here in Phoenix. Brittany Griner.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah, Brittany Griner is an All-Star for the West, Diana Taurasi, and also Candace Dupree. So three girls from our team. It's going to be an incredible game. There's a big fan fest on Friday the 18th. Downtown with player appearances and live music and all kinds of stuff in front of the U.S. Airways Center. And then the game is this Saturday, the 19th at 12:30.
And so obviously there's two teams because one can't play by themselves.
East and West.
So I was just going to ask, is it East and West?
It's East and
West. What's the dividing line?
I don't actually know, because if you look at Chicago plays for the East, but Minnesota plays for the West, and Minnesota is over farther
it
in the
is.
West.
It's closer to Illinois, which I always forget. I always think it's over the
I always think that but, I yeah. think I
it's right
Wisconsin.
On top of us. That's what I know. Yeah. Me too. Same thing.
Yeah. But so kind of Midwest area. There's not clearly obviously as many WNBA teams as NBA, so
and this
you can't
is a,
make it.
And this is one game. It's not like two out of three. Nope. It's a one game.
It's just one game. It's really just
one
like
day.
A fun fan thing. I actually am the tickets are really cheap. If anyone that's listening is interested in going,
you said it's Saturday?
It's Saturday the 19th, 12:30.
If there are cheap tickets to be had, it's got to be Rick Springfield on Saturday, right, honey?
Oh, is he happening on Saturday?
Rick Springfield, Pat Benatar. What?
But not at 12:30 in the afternoon, right?
No.
Because that's the WNBA All-Star game.
I swear to Jesus.
Yeah.
And she believes
in
him.
And I do believe in Jesus.
I do too. Occasionally.
Thank you. Well, anyway.
Don't give me the face, Jesus.
No, I didn't mean it like that.
don't use that name. You can't use that. Sorry. I mean, I say, oh, my God, all the time. I don't really mean it.
Yeah, I say, oh, my God, all the
At
time.
At least two.
Oh. Yep.
I will sit there. I will wear all the WNBA gear. Yeah. I will cheer like a mofo.
If.
You have no idea. If I have tickets to that concert.
Oh. Well, I don't
By
have
the
them,
way,
so.
Or a free ticket just to that, wait, and I'll go.
You don't just have tickets to Rick Springfield?
No.
Because
why?
Her girlfriend sucks.
No, I don't think that. Aren't they still available? I can't believe they're sold out.
Her girlfriend doesn't get paid all summer.
They're still available. They're just more expensive.
It's not. It's not like Elvis came back. It's Rick Springfield.
I love him.
I know you do.
That's all.
Oh, I can't go for that. Ooh.
That's
okay.
Oh,
wait, hey, one more quick thing that's really interesting. Pat Benatar is still alive, Richard? What? So Pope Francis, everybody know him?
I've heard of him.
Oh, yeah.
He has a lovely dress.
Isn't he in Italy?
He actually says that immigrant children must be welcomed and protected. He confronted the racist and xenophobic attitudes that often face undocumented immigrants by addressing the thousands of unaccompanied children included in their ranks. He says this is a humanitarian emergency that requires as a first urgent measure that these children be welcome and protected. He then goes on, but I just thought it was really, I mean, he spoke quite
well, they're not running into Italy. He doesn't care.
You know, I agree. I thought it was really interesting, though, because traditionally, members of the Catholic Church, well, while largely Hispanic, also tend to be conservative. And I was surprised. I mean, it's, when you talk Catholic Church and gay marriage, like you're really, they're really kind of against you. So it was interesting to hear him talk about this. I feel personally really torn on the issue because I feel like they're youth, and it is a humanitarian issue, but also at what point do we draw the line?
Oh, you have to, I feel that you have to draw the line.
At what point do you draw the fucking line?
Well, and when it comes to things, and they can't, the folks that are attempting to come into the country can't do anything about this, but they're coming in with lice running down their face. They're coming in with all kinds of other
major health issues.
And now, again, that's not their fault. That's not their fault. But and it's not like, no, go away, little boy, because you have lice running down your face. But to bring that in and have it become a
health issue for the United States.
A health issue here, yeah.
Aaron?
Please.
Why don't we kick all the people out of the country who don't agree with us? And then the people who do agree with us will be here, and we will vote on a socialized medicine program. And then all these people who are coming in, we can treat their lice. And then we won't have any fucking crazy Thunderball cunt bags. What was it? Shit.
Cunt bag thunderbuck.
That
wasn't shit. That wasn't it.
Whatever it was. Kick them the fuck out. I'm going to put lice in their head and send Michael Vick with them. Done. Aaron out.
What the fuck was that?
Hey, everybody. Guess what? That's it for
Sports and Other Stuff.
Now here's Dave.
I have the question.
What
we all do?
He texted all of us.
Yes.
I thought he just texted to me.
No.
Nope. But I did text him back and say, so I need his answer.
You know what I need to find out about? Hang on, let's see if I can do this.
It's a really interesting one that I've actually given a little thought to here. I don't have an answer yet. But Aaron, do you want to go first?
No, because I'm out.
Wait, we're not there. We're not there. That's not how this works. That's not how this works.
Oh my God, yes. I need a fist bump. You know what sucks?
Hang on.
God, that's a favorite commercial.
Wait, what color are your eyes?
Brown.
Steven Brown. K-June, what color are your eyes?
Hazel.
Al's are brown.
Hazel.
Mm-hmm. He had asked about Al's.
Steven wants no eye color.
Brown.
Oh, yeah. Hazel.
Hang on a minute. I got to find.
Thank you for your
Brigitte Brown.
It was.
My girls are beautiful.
Brown. I didn't save. I didn't.
Cow brown. I have big cow eyes.
Oh, God. They're gorgeous. Beautiful. Well, maybe don't say like that. You look beautiful.
You have two of them.
Just make them as wide as possible.
Wait. There's a cat that lives in my yard that looks like that. It does have big ears.
Sorry. Gargamel.
And it shits in my yard. It smells.
I don't know what you're doing. I'm trying to
cue. Nobody knows.
I'm trying to cue up something. I actually made this an audio clip to use, and I forgot to transfer it over to this. But I love this. Just cracks me the hell up.
More than that, half the time.
I unfriend you.
That's not how it works. That's not how any of this works.
That's the best.
I cracked every.
Works. That's not how any of this works.
I love it
that's
so much.
Not how it works. That's not how any of this works.
It's my favorite commercial.
That's not how it works. That's not how any of this works.
You know, the new one is the woman standing on the roof going, I did a roofer.
Oh, and God, I love that
it's
that
equally,
woman.
But I love that it's equally a symbol when the neighbor lady goes, oh, that's just not how this works.
Yeah, it's the same.
If you don't know what I'm talking about, if you're outside the United States, you don't know what I'm talking about, I just posted the link to that commercial.
Funny ass.
It's my favorite.
I uninvite you from my wall.
Yeah.
I unfriend you.
I like that picture.
That's nice.
Yeah, I unfriend you.
Let's see if Siri can. Okay, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to play the. Shit. Oh, we're not going to worry about the crossover. We'll just deal with it. We're going to go to our... Because you're done with sports, other stuff. Anybody got anything else you want to bring up?
And now.
No.
You're good?
Thank you.
Wow. Was that your voice? Yeah. I thought that was real.
And
nice
now.
Job.
No. Thanks.
What the hell is
I've
that?
I've often wanted to do voiceover work. Anyone have any voiceover?
Well, she got a... I just got, like, that proposition
maybe hired for it.
She did.
Come do it with me?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Okay, you're in.
What is somebody like animal ones?
Somebody told me once.
Can we get to talk for animals? Because that'd be so fun.
I don't know what it is exactly. Somebody told me once I had a sex phone voice.
Stand by. Here we go with our final segment of tonight's show, and it goes something like this.
And now, thoughtful vulgarity, where we in the studio try to make ourselves slightly less shallow, which is not hard to do. We will ask one question of the panel and have them try to answer it while fucked up drunk. Because you know at home how well it goes when an important question comes up 90 minutes after alcohol has been served. Politics? Religion? Why not? You're fucked up. What could possibly go wrong? Who could you offend? You've been warned. Good luck.
What makes you feel sexy, no matter what?
I thought maybe
Number five alive.
That was...
Oh, my God.
Don't do the E.T. voice. I hate the E.T. voice.
This is a question. Text to me from Al Perkins. We'll do it again with Siri asking the question.
What makes you feel sexy, no matter what?
Okay, so typically we start with Marnie.
Yeah.
But tonight we're going to start with Aaron. Because.
Wait, what did Al tell you to start with?
No, I just did that.
Good for you.
I just did it. Al didn't tell me shit other than the question.
Okay,
love it.
What makes me feel sexy? How honest am I being with my girlfriend right next to me?
Please do, because I already have my answer.
Pretend she's not here.
She makes me feel sexy all the time. I feel especially sexy. This is a lot of information.
Go ahead.
I feel especially sexy when she tells me what underwear she wants me to wear, because sometimes she buys me sexy underwear, and then look at, she's embarrassed. She said go ahead, and now she's embarrassed. And then she tells me what kind of underwear to wear, and then it makes me feel sexy. And also,
that's not how this works. That's not how any of this works.
Thank you, Katie Jean.
That's an oxymoron.
That's hot.
Anyway, that makes me feel sexy. And
yes, I think I'm a little
go on.
Also, my girl has the hots for me, and that makes me feel sexy. Also, I lost some weight this year, and that makes me feel sexy too. It makes me feel good.
Ow!
The end. But I do like when she knows what underwear I'm wearing. No one else does. Your turn, honey. Gross.
June cut over there.
I don't know where to go from there, really, honest to God.
What? Yeah. Is it Katie June's turn?
No, it's yours still.
No, you said you were ready.
We go in order.
Wanted to make sure. Well,
it's yours, Rachel Maddow.
Only
Rachel Maddow.
I don't know where I got that from.
The thinner, smarter version of Marnie.
No way.
If we ever get her to guest, we can have her come in. That'd be fucking fun. Awesome. Wouldn't it be great?
Well, I don't know how
you're
going to
call
be.
Her publicist. How's that going to happen? She'd be fun.
She might be able to call. We can take calls now.
Yay!
So what my answer was going to be was how she looks at me. As far as, not because she's here.
That's sweet.
Truly. Not be, oh, will you stop it? If Al had been here, I would have said the same thing.
I knew that because she did it earlier.
But that would be, you know, where how your partner looks at you and how your partner sees you certainly typically would not be how you see yourself. And so that would be the easy answer. Days not like today when I fit into things other than I did today. That makes me feel good. But otherwise, I truly, and if there would be one other answer, and it's when it, for this room, it should make sense at least, but when I'm on.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm on and funny and people that don't know me and or not even funny, but just
on. I fell in love with you a whole fuckload of years ago, the way you were on in front of people.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
It's not how this sexy. Works.
Sexy.
But in truth,
what's happening right now?
No, but I mean, in truth, that
she can't even look at me.
Sweet.
She can't even look at me. She's so embarrassed.
That would be the third way that I would be like, there.
Sorry.
That's not how this works.
I can't do two audio shows. I can't do two audio shows.
Anyway,
that's
my answer.
Yeah. That's not how it works. That's not how any of this works.
It's the best.
Awesome.
I have to invest in another audio source so I can do that at the same time.
Awesome. I love it. KJ.
It's interesting because I
we get a hologram of Kelly.
Okay. So when you're talking about like my first thought was things that I just didn't think of that first, but I felt really sexy doing Dancing with the Bars. Mm-hmm. Like that was really fun to get dressed up in like a sexy dance outfit and like feel good about it, and that felt really great. But one of the things I thought, like, I think I feel sexy when I'm. When I personally am like doing really, like I'm good at something that I'm good at. Yeah.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? And like,
totally.
I think that I would say I feel, because I don't know that I feel sexy a lot.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, I just don't know that I do. Mm-hmm. Like, and I hate it actually when I wear, when I look good, when my hair is done, and I'm wearing something that's like flattering and I look cute, and I go to like, I go out and like men ogle. That makes me feel everything but sexy.
I would say, case in point, when you and I went to the Pride Gala.
Yeah.
Oh, is that that most recent picture where you're laughing in that dress?
No, yes. Oh, that
stunning.
Was fun.
Oh,
that was
really stunning. I've not seen that. Oh, yes, you have.
That was
I'll show you.
But like,
stunning.
But going out like that, if I were to go to like the Pride Gala, I felt great and really good. If I were to have gone to the Crack Fries before to pick something up, like every man including all of the employees, that they would have been ogling me, and that is like the least sexy thing in the world when like disgusting men stare at you. But I would say what my first thought, what I like feeling really sexy.
HRC Gala, different event.
Well,
I love that picture.
This picture is like my favorite picture of you ever.
I love that. Oh, it's like my favorite picture. Yeah.
Well, I just knocked my own head.
But I think that I feel really sexy when I'm like snow skiing. And when I like I'm really good at it, and like I'm good. I feel really good about it. And so when I come off the slopes and like I just like had a great run and I have the good check.
Yeah.
And I've pull off the helmet and I go in to like have a beer at the bar, like I'm feeling like a kind of a sexy beast at that point, you know. But it's
I know
it's a lot to do with like how you just feel about yourself, like I'm like, well, I basically kick ass at this, so what's up everybody.
So that makes me sexy.
Yeah, or not even good at it. I've been yogaing lately, and when I leave, you I know I don't look like a single person in that room. I look like,
but you feel,
I'm a hot mess, but I leave and I feel powerful and strong
and sexy.
I think you feel namaste.
Oh. Hate that fucking word.
I fucking kind of do
hate
too.
Hate that fucking word.
Sometimes we sing the word om in yoga. Go ahead, Clayton. What makes you feel sexy?
Om three times.
A black V-neck.
I'm going to go with what Marnie said. I think when I'm on, if I'm hosting an event, or if I'm... Well, it's primarily when I host an event, because I always wear the same things. So that doesn't matter. But when I come off stage and it's somebody acknowledges you... You were so funny, or you were so on, or you held it together, or you whatever the hell I was supposed to be doing.
Such a good job.
If I did it and it came off well, like for example, in a couple weeks you mentioned Dancing with the Bars, which by the way, your trophy's gone. You haven't noticed that yet.
No, I just did, and I actually had a little tinge of sadness.
Yeah, your trophy's gone.
It was here 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Right, but they came.
Gary Guerin.
They came last week because you know what's not on that trophy. Your name.
Oh, that's true.
So they went to put your name on it.
Oh, God. Okay.
And then it'll be presented to the next person.
Okay, good. Yeah, so I can handle that.
It's Gary has it. It's
we have our tickets.
So, but I was going to say, like with Dancing with the Bars. So when that event is done, and we've hosted it, and I'm only assuming that it's going to go completely flawless and well, because it has every other year.
Well, and it will. And I'm glad it's going to be you and Gary. It'll be
me, Gary, and you, because you're going to do the backstage
stuff.
Seriously? Oh, that's awesome. So there was something Gary put on your Facebook, whatever, said, oh, I couldn't wait. Was that what it was?
Yeah.
The announcement? Because I didn't get a chance to watch it.
It was that's the video. It was the video. It's their promo video from this year.
Well, I haven't seen that yet. Is that on YouTube?
It's cute.
Is it online?
Yeah, Gary just posted it like last night.
Yeah,
late.
I was gonna say I saw something.
So, okay. This
love
one.
It.
So no, but I agree. I think that's the thing. If you're on, or if you are really rapid fire with something, and it's your deal, and people when you come off stage, or they see you in the audience and they're like, oh my God, you're so funny, or you're so this, you're so that. I think to me, that's when I feel the sexiest, because it's not a look. It's really about that
feeling.
You feel that, and when you have the.
It's that adrenaline.
The room in your hands, if you will, of all the, and you can hold that room, their attention, and whatever they're hanging on your word or whatever you say, and even if just the execution of you know, segueing from something to something else works so well. To me, that's just hot. Yeah. And I look at that when I see other people do that too. When I see somebody who really knows their game and knows what they're doing,
right.
or even hear it, and you watch it on TV and you see somebody who knows how to seamlessly go from one thing to another, and even though I think he's adorable, Mario Lopez is another one. He has it so well. He is
very good.
He has great writers and don't.
He was on over and over and over and over and over.
He was on when you turned the hotel TV on. It was him talking about movies, and it made me.
No, but it kind of made
that was no Ace Slater. That was fucking annoying.
But that's different because that's on a repeat. But like, if you watch him live do something,
fast, quick.
He does very well, and he goes in and out of.
Or someone not as no offense intended at all, as beautiful as say Mario Lopez, right? Beautiful looking,
right?
But someone like Jimmy Kimmel. Fucking seamless,
right? Just boom, boom, hit everything.
Seamless.
But when I'm on at my best,
you don't look like Jimmy Kimmel.
Sexiest? No, I don't look like Jimmy Kimmel.
Good.
But it feels like a waste if she's not there to see me in that moment.
Mm. Sure, which is the makes you sexy kind of thing.
You know what I mean? And if I had someone, I'd probably feel the same way. Sure, but I don't. Sure.
No. So, but when you don't,
fuck off, Aaron.
Oh, Jesus. I didn't mean to get that look. Tonight is Aaron's last appearance on the show with Clayton McKee.
It's been good knowing you, Aaron. Thanks.
Oh, hey, thanks for coming. Don't let the door hit you in the ass. Jeez.
Yeah, that's not how this works.
You're an ox. You don't have any of this work. Simmering.
I'm a thunder cocking sucking cunter. Thunder juggling cunt.
Thunder something runners.
Thunder cunt.
Thunder cunt.
Have we managed to make it through the entire show?
We're juggling, past it.
A cock juggling. Cock juggling thunder cunt. Done.
And there you go.
And that's what makes me feel sexy.
Oh, you've managed to do it again. You've wasted 3+ hours listening to the show on Q Talk America. Yes. Thank you for doing so. We'd like to thank everybody who was in the chat room. We had Tomo. We had Richard, Stephen,
Harrison.
You taught me a really good trick.
Meow,
thanks,
guys.
Everybody, what's up?
With us.
So many things going on.
What's happening
on.
And hi.
Thank you all for being here. We will be here again next Tuesday. Same bat time, same bat station.
Is Al back?
Al is not back. We'll be back in 2 weeks. And don't forget, make plans. If you have something else you'd like to do on the 5th of August, do it because, we're going to be off the air that night. So it's all good. Oh, my God. We had a good show. Look at us. Yay. I feel like I talk more than normal.
Do you mean that we could make it without Al Perkins?
We'll figure it out.
I think that's an oxymoron.
We'd like to leave you with this final thought. We will
see you next Tuesday.
Show on Q Talk America.